long freeze pass. The floater from five. No, taken by Baker. Got it. The Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off the glass. It is in my shot. He hit the shot. He hit the shot.
And good afternoon. It's OVC basketball action from the Elam Center in Martin, Tennessee, as the Morehead State Eagles visit the UT Martin Skyhawks. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with my partner, Dean Harden, coming back from a hard-fought one-point loss at Little Rock. MSU will look to bounce back against a UT Martin ball club that's in a three-way tie for second place in the conference, just two games behind the Eagles. The Skyhawks promise to be a tough foe. They also roll into this game, winners of six of their last seven. They're also the number one scoring team in all of the OVC. We're talking with MSU coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes when the pregame show continues here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru at the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Welcome back. I'm Chuck Mraz with Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin. MSU on the road for OVC action at UT Martin. Well, Preston, for the first time in I think about eight games, we're talking about bouncing back after a tough loss.
Yeah, you know, not the most familiar territory for this group, and obviously a good problem to have. But, yeah, you know, fell a little bit short the other night, obviously playing shorthanded against a good team, you know, good team that played inspired on the road, great crowd, and, you know, got to give Little Rock a lot of credit. But at the end of the day, you know, we did a lot of great things other than just getting out to a slow start. But we fought back, and we were one offensive rebound or maybe one less turnover on our part away from, you know, still in that home, that road victory, even though we were a little undermatched. But you know, got to bounce back. I've always encouraged and got great belief in this group and their resiliency as we've had all year. And you know, the last time we played Tennessee Martin, coming off our first conference loss on the road at SIUE, and played very inspired in that game. And so I look for us to do much of the same here today.
The one thing, well, actually two things I like about this team, and there are many things I do like about your group, but the mental toughness many of your guys show, the cohesiveness in sticking together and weathering the storm whenever they get hit with one.
Yeah, no question. That's a mark of a great team, and that's exactly what we are. We're a great team. We're not just a collection of good players, and so, you know, if we're going to be successful any night, but especially, you know, days when our back's against the wall and we're a little bit undermanned, it's going to be because we do come together and do play with great chemistry and cohesiveness, as you mentioned, and play, you know, inspired basketball with the great culture that we've built here.
Yeah, Riley Minnix played 40 minutes the other night. He did that here recently, and then he had to do it again here at Little Rock. And then, of course, Drew played 39 minutes. Khalil played 38 minutes. You have guys logging a lot of minutes. How are the bodies right now?
You know, I think they're as good as they can be. You know, we're taking every precaution that we can. We're using every tool that's available for us to make sure those guys are recovering. You know, we were very efficient with the time that we practiced yesterday. Those guys, you know, literally walked through anything offensively or defensively that we needed to cover, you know, spending a little bit more time with our film work, being a little bit more diligent with all that kind of stuff. And, you know, having an older veteran group that is very experienced, they do a great job of applying all those things without having to be out there going 100 miles per hour so that they can save their legs to get to the game and be able to erase whatever mistakes they have with their energy and their effort. And so I think we're as good as we can be right now.
How's this game against UT Martin play out for you? I know they're a high-scoring team. They like to get up and down the floor. You beat them already once this season. I'm sure they'll probably throw some different things at you.
Yeah, you know, they're like every team, right? When we beat them the first time around, they played significantly better. They only got the one loss that was also at Little Rock there a week or so ago. And so, you know, they're defending well. They're rebounding the ball well on both sides of the floor. Obviously, Jordan Sears, phenomenal player. We did a really nice job on Jacob Cruz the last time. I think we held him to, you know, 6 or 8 points and made life really tough for him. And so he's coming off a big game against Southern Indiana on Thursday. And Issa Muhammad's playing extremely well. So they're a team that's playing well. And, you know, that's what we always say, that, you know, after we play a team the first time, oftentimes they're now a monster that we have created because we poked some holes in them and in their game plan and expose some things that they're not as good at, and they usually take it upon the challenge to get better. And so this is a better version of Martin than what we played a few weeks ago. But they're going to want to play fast. There's going to be a lot of 0-1 pass possessions. We've got to do a really nice job of making sure that we're executing our offense, grinding them out, generating quality shots, making sure we have good floor balance, and then keeping them out of transition. You know, that's got as much to do with anything else, and not giving them anything easy on the offensive glass.
And that's Morehead State Coach Preston Spratt, Chuck Mraz. More coming up in just a couple of minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville. When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Moorhead State at the Elam Center in Martin, Tennessee for OVC action against UT Martin. Martin, under the direction of Ryan Ritter, in his third season with the Skyhawks, he's done a very good job there. Last year they won 16 games. And this year, rather, they have also won 16 games. They're 9-4 in the OVC right now, tied for second place with Western Illinois and Little Rock. UT Martin has won 6 of its last 7. They've won 2 straight. On Thursday, they knocked off Southern Indiana at home 77-68. They actually had to come from a 1-point deficit at halftime to take that contest. Starting lineup for UTM, 3 guards and 2 forwards. The point guard, a very good player, Jordan Sears, preseason all-conference pick, 5'11 junior from Daytona Beach, Florida, a transfer from Gardner-Webb. He ranks 2nd in the OVC in scoring at 19.5 points a game, over 4 rebounds a game as well. He's 3rd in assists at 4.2 and 5th in steals with 37 for the season. The second guard, Desmond Williams, a Troy transfer, 6'1 senior from Montgomery, Alabama, averaging about 5 points and 2 rebounds. And the third guard, another very good player, likely to be all-conference, Jacob Cruz, transferred in from Daytona State College, 6'8 junior from Hilliard, Florida, averaging just about 18 points, which is 4th best in the OVC, and 8 rebounds a game. On the front line, it's K.K. Curry and Issu Muhammad. Curry, a 6'6 senior from Cleveland, Tennessee, a preseason all-OVC pick, averaging 8 points, 4 rebounds a game. Muhammad, who had 20 rebounds on Thursday night against Southern Indiana, is a 6'9", 245-pound senior, and he hails from Atlanta, Georgia. He transferred in from New Mexico State. He's averaging 11.5 points, 3rd in the conference in rebounding at 9.2 caroms per game. Moorhead State, under the direction of 8th-year head coach Preston Spradlin, who's 3rd all-time in coaching wins at MSU with 134. The Eagles are 20-6. Overall, 11-2 in the OVC, sitting in first place. Moorhead State has won 18 of its last 21. They fell on Thursday, as we talked about, at Little Rock, 69-68. Starting lineup for Moorhead at the point will be Drew Thelwell, 6'3" senior from Orlando, averaging 9.2 points, 3.3 rebounds, and a conference best 6.4 assists per ball game. He's also 7th in steals with 34. The second guard is Khalil Thomas, 6'3", graduate student from New Orleans, averaging 12 points and over 4 rebounds a game. 3 forwards for Moorhead State. The first one is Riley Minix, the southeastern Florida transfer, 6'7", graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida. He leads the OVC in scoring. He's popping for 20 points a game. He's also 2nd in rebounding at 9.6 caroms per contest. The second forward, Deontay Miles, the Xavier transfer, 7-foot, 240-pound graduate student from Walton, Kentucky, averaging 5.7 points, 5.7 rebounds. And the third forward, with Jordan Lathan still out, Eddie Ricks still on the starting lineup, 6'7 freshman from Clarksville, Tennessee, averaging 7.3 points, 5.3 rebounds a game. The series between these two teams began in 1991. Moorhead State leads it 44-17. The Eagles won the last contest between these two clubs back on January 18th at Johnson Arena, 84-66. Officials for this contest, Anthony Walton, Joey Richardson, and John Garrett. Moorhead State taking on UT Martin. I'm Chuck Morales with Dean Harden. Pre-game show continues, and we'll also have the tip in just a few moments here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit 1. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Morehead State taking on UT Martin in Martin, Tennessee at the Elam Center. Earlier today at that very venue, the MSU women fell 70-54 to UTM. Talking about the men's game, I'll bring in my partner, Dean Harden, right now. Dean, this could be an interesting game. You talk about UT Martin leads the OVC in scoring per ball game at 80 markers a contest. Morehead State third in the league at 75.5. But Morehead State's calling card, defense and rebounding.
Yeah, I mean, Morehead State hangs their hat on defense and rebounding. That's what they do. So it's a contrast of styles. UT Martin, they certainly do not hang their hat on defense. They want to get up and down the floor. They're going to launch quick. Big keys for Morehead State. Transition defense. Got to get back. Got to pick it up. And that starts in the front court on a break. You know, somebody has to stop the ball very early in the front court, and then everybody rally back in the back court. And I think another big thing for Morehead State is, number one, take care of the basketball. Morehead State was a little loose with it at Little Rock Thursday night, and they paid for it. It's an interesting difference of styles. I'll be interested to see what Morehead State does. I would expect Morehead State, they don't want to run up and down the floor with UT Martin. That's UT Martin's game. Whoever can force the pace that they want. Morehead State would much rather have it in a half-court game. UT Martin wants to get up and down the floor.
Yeah. Morehead State also confident that if they grind out the offense, and as Coach Preston Spradlin likes to say, make the extra pass,
yep,
they'll get some good looks because UT Martin gets impatient on defense.
They do. They don't like to play defense for the whole 30 seconds or the whole 20 seconds on a reset. And we saw that back in January in Johnson Arena, the two teams, when they played in Morehead. We saw that late possession breakdowns defensively more than a few times on the behalf of UT Martin, and I thought Morehead State played that in that ballgame very, very well.
And of course, to answer a question, a lot of people wondering about Jordan Lathan, who's missed the last few ball games because of a sprained knee ligament. He remains game to game. We do not expect him to play today. Not exactly sure when he will get back in the lineup, and that's a big hole in the Morehead State lineup. Lathan, seventh in the conference in scoring at 15.9 points per ball game. Also one of the top rebounders at 6.6. So, yep, you know, they're trying to make up for him, and that's also one less body in your rotation, in a rotation that's already short.
Yeah, and it's really short. And it has been really short now for, this will make six straight games where they've had a very short bench. And, you know, hopefully J2 can get back soon, because he's definitely sorely needed, not only just for scoring, but just, if anything, right now, just eat up minutes. And so hopefully he can get back very, very soon. The other thing that we need to see from Morehead State today is the bigs have to show up today. Morehead State's bigs, Zach Iaiemi and Deontay Miles on Thursday night, just had a tough night. They both got in foul trouble early and never seemed to be able to get on track. And what, between them, they had, what, 2 points and six rebounds or something like that?
Yeah, I'm going to look that up while you're talking about it. It was 2 points and, yeah, I think six rebounds. And
The thing is,
when they're in foul trouble and they have to go out, Riley Minix, who's played two straight games of 40 minutes each,
right,
can't leave. He can't get any rest. He has to slide down and play in the five spot.
Yep.
And that means he's up against Issa Muhammad, who's 6'9 and 240 pounds. And you talk about Minix, 6'3, 230 pounds. He's a strong 230 pounds, but that wears on him and makes him less effective when he has to move outside. That also means Eddie Ricks has to slide down, right, and play the four spot, so Morehead State is shorter at the guard area.
Right. I mean, it's a cascading effect, like you just illustrated. So, you know, when, if both Morehead State's bigs get in foul trouble again today, and, you know, I think UT Martin is better offensively than Little Rock in a lot of aspects, they will certainly look to force the issue more. So, again, got to get something out of the bigs, and that starts with, hey, let's stay out of foul trouble.
Morehead State will travel right to left on your radio dial as we open things up here from UT Martin. Teams on the floor, MSU and the Royal Blue jerseys today, gold numbers, gold letters, and some gold and white trim. As for UT Martin, home whites with the navy blue numbers and letters and the navy and orange trim. Sears high left to Curry. Curry had 16 the last time the two teams played. Left corner goes off to Cruz. Ball knocked out of his hands by Khalil Thomas, and it will be an inbound far side toward the corner for UT Martin.
They actually picked up a foul on
Khalil. Oh, geez.
So that was a 12 seconds in, and Morehead State has a foul on him, Khalil Thomas.
And it will be a left sideline inbound with a fresh 30 on the shot clock, it says, for UT Martin.
I like the road blue unis for Morehead State.
Yeah, not a big fan of the black uniforms myself, but, you know, I'm not the one who gets to choose. Either way, if
we'll
they win, I don't really care. Yeah, we'll work on that. Sears up top, back behind him, right to left Cruz, toward the left elbow, jump and shoot from there, and he bags it, and it's 2-0. UT Martin.
Jacob Cruz went off, and you mentioned it earlier. You know, he had 32 points Thursday night, 28 in the second half against Southern Indiana. And Morehead State doesn't want to see him start to get off early.
Ricks from Miles up the left wing holding. Goes right back out to Thelwell to the right of the lane, far corner. Minix open for three, side of the rim, no. Right baseline, the rebound. Sears for UT Martin. Flips it down the floor to the streaking Cruz. Tried to save it in as he was too deep near the baseline, but threw it right to Khalil Thomas. He'll bring it the other way. High right, Minix, far corner, open. Thelwell for three. Off the side of the rim, off the glass, and another miss. Left block rebound, Curry for UT Martin.
Not far a bad side. Shot. It no. Just wouldn't go down.
Two good looks, just didn't score. Curry on the drive on Minix to the window, off the glass and in, 4-0, UT Martin.
K.K. Curry had a pretty nice night back here in Johnson Arena on the 18th of January, ended up with 16 points, and you saw what he did there. He's a slasher and a driver.
Minix between the circles, controls from Thelwell. Looking left, looking right, back to the left, coming out to the hash. Thomas for it, whips it to his right between the circles. Ricks down the far side. Thelwell up top, Miles. Down low, Minix took a shove. He'll try the reverse layup off the glass, off the rim. That doesn't go in.
Oh.
And Cruz got the rebound, and he's poked in the eye, and he is down. Check that. Muhammad was poked in the eye, and he goes down, and he's slapping the floor with his right hand as he's in the seated position inside the lane.
Yeah, he went up, and he was battling with Riley Minix for the rebound, and Riley was trying just to slap at the basketball and looked like he got a hand in one of his eyes, and that's, oh, that's painful.
Yeah, Minix, or rather Muhammad, may have to come out to regroup a little bit. Hopefully he's okay. I mean, that's a tough deal anytime you're poked in the eye. It looks like it was the right eye that Minix got him in.
He's still on the floor.
Yeah, he really is, and they're helping him now back into his seated position and will walk him down to the end of the bench. And generally, David Kamwanga, the 6'7" junior from the Congo, is his backup, averaging 2 points and three rebounds, and likely he'll be in the ball game. There he is at the bench area, prepared to come in.
Ryan Ritter is over there talking with one of the officials, like, hey, you know,
could have been a foul.
Might have been a foul there.
Yeah. Inadvertent contact, but still. So UT Martin with a 4-0 lead has the basketball. This is sort of reminiscent, at least early, of the start at Little Rock when Morehead State got down in the first half by 14 before rallying back into the game.
Yeah, Morehead State got just a real slow start Thursday night, and now we see two of the officials over there at the replay equipment and making sure that something doesn't need to be called.
Dean, you've been an official. What do you think comes out of this?
Nothing. Now
it was inadvertent, but at the same time, the player did go down.
Well, he went down, and it was contact above the shoulders. And the officiating I did was on a high school level, not this level. The rules are quite different. Obviously, in a high school gym, we didn't have replay equipment either. Although there were some times I wish I would have had it. But
yeah,
and this, I'm not sure. Honestly, I'm not sure of the rule and what they can do. But I think what they are going to be looking at is because there was contact above the shoulders. So we'll see. Andrew Walton and Joey Richardson, two of the officials over there, giving it a good look.
This gives Preston Spradlin the chance to get his team over to the bench and get them regrouped a little bit after a slow start. They're nothing of three from the field, 0 of 2 outside the arc, and none of the shots really that close. Even Minix's shot inside didn't look like it was going to go in.
No, well, and K.K. Curry did a pretty good job for UT Martin there in defending that one. But yeah, they haven't really scared the net yet. Well, the officials are broken up, and it doesn't look like we're going to have really anything come of it.
Morehead State will be back at home on Tuesday night. Southern Indiana provides the opposition for the women's men's doubleheader. So it looks like nothing will be called. Sears will dribble it up the floor after the inbound.
Yeah, see, there's no foul call there, so I don't know if they can upgrade. I know they can upgrade if there's a foul call, but I don't know if you can come with a foul when you didn't start with one.
Williams is in now working the point for UT Martin, right to left behind him. Top of the arc, Cruz. He'll take it left to the lane on Thomas Faden. Fire from 16. No, Kamwanga, offensive rebound, baseline left. Took it from Miles. Now he's trapped there at the baseline. And threw it away, and it's tipped and stolen by Minix. And Morehead State with the basketball, down 4-0, coming down the floor to the offensive end. Right hash dribble there by Thelwell. He'll come off the double stream up top, drive left to the lane, near side kick out to Ricks. Ricks backs in the lane, turns free throw line, fade and jump, shoot, got it.
Nice, pretty job, pretty nice little job there by Eddie Ricks the third. He kind of backed in and then little jump off 1 foot and fade away. And 6-7, that's about impossible to block.
4-2, Morehead State down by two. Sears on the drive down the middle of the lane. Takes it to the hole, scoops it up over Miles off the glass and in. He's got his first two, and it's 6-2 Skyhawks.
Good job by Miles not fouling. He went straight up, just make Sears hit a tough shot, and he did.
Fell well toward the head of the key, works it now to the right. Goes wide left, Minix, who fakes and looks. Down the left sideline, Ricks, couple of bounces, back out Thomas. At the top of the key, high right to Thelwell, outside the right block. Minix, six to shoot. Minix, cross court. Thomas in the corner, stepping right. Shot clock running out. He'll fire a three. Back of the rim, no. Ricks offensive rebound. A bounce, baseline left. A layup off the glass, off the rim, and good.
Really nice board work by Eddie Ricks the third. But what was interesting was Riley Minix was working one-on-one against K.K. Curry, and David Kamwanga went over and jumped the double to make the ball get out of Riley Minix's hands.
6-4, Morehead State down by two. Desmond Williams with the ball. High left, Sears, a long three, in and out, no. Fight for the rebound. Cruz took it from two Eagles, goes right to left to the baseline, tries a short shot, missed it off the glass, off the rim, and we may have a foul on the play.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they got Miles coming from the backside. Yes, he came from the backside to try to block it, and he's going to get the foul. But what happened there was Drew Thelwell got switched off on a pick, and he was trying to guard 6'8 Jacob Cruz, and they found him down there underneath, and that's a pretty good mismatch.
Yeah, and Miles was over the back trying to block that shot. Never really a good idea. Cruz at the line where he's awfully good. First one in and out, no.
Jinx.
Yep. Cruz with 2 points in the ballgame. 78.4% from the line as Miles will leave the contest. He's replaced by Zach Iyemi, 6'9 graduate student from Houston, averaging about 3 points, two rebounds. Cruz, the second free throw, right down the middle it goes.
And Jerome Morton has come in for Drew Thelwell.
Morton near the baseline after the inbound. He'll be checked all the way down the floor by Sears as he comes through the logo to the offensive end. Off the Minix screen, rolls to the right wing straight away. Iyemi, left wing, Ricks. Iyemi, that is. Out to Morton. He'll move in. Free throw line jumper. Back of the iron. No. Had a really good look. Didn't complete the deal. 7-4. Martin there on the attack. Here's Sears into a right wing three, and he cans it.
That's pretty. And what happened was Jordan Sears just, he ran to a spot, and then the pass came backwards back to him after they drew the defense down in transition.
Martin the other way, just inside the line. Toward the right sideline, coming back, Ricks holding. Head of the key, Iyemi. Toward the left hash, Thomas down the wing a ways, and now I'll spin it back out to Ricks up top. Right hash, Morton. Right block extended, Iyemi. Four to shoot. He'll pound his way in there. Fake, spins right, missed the layup. Somehow he had the basket all to himself as he knocked down his defender, Kamwanga, who was trying to draw a charge. Kamwanga spins around Iyemi at the block, gets to the baseline, pitches it to the near side, and threw it away into the Morehead State bench. First turnover for the Skyhawks, and that takes us to immediate timeout. 15-16 to go in the first half. At UT Martin, Morehead State trailing 10-4. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Morehead State down 10-4 with 15:16 to go in the first half at UT Martin. Shooting numbers, Martin 4 of 6 from the field. Morehead State 2 of 8 rebounding, 7-1 UT Martin against the OVC's top rebounding club in Morehead State. And those are the numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank Turnovers. Skyhawks with 3, Morehead State with none, but the Eagles on offense having trouble finding the basket. Only Eddie Ricks has scored. He has all 4 MSU points.
Yeah, it's been a slog so far for Morehead State. And see, Drew Thelwell is back in the ballgame. Preston Spradlin got him out of there and then let him rest about a minute or so of game action. Then they had the media timeout. So Preston is having to play that kind of substitution game to get some rest for some of his players.
Morton is out. Thelwell, right wing, dancing off a screen from E.I. Yemi. Wants that, can't find him. Head of the key to the left, Minix. He'll shoot the long one for 3. Got it.
Nice.
And Minix is on the board. Morehead State draws within 3, trailing 10-7 as Sears heads up the floor. Wide left, Cruz on Thomas. Far sideline, coming back, Williams. Williams on Thelwell. Thelwell gives him space. Left block extended. Cruz in on Thomas. They double him. He'll turn to his left of the baseline. 10-footer, no. Cam Wonga, rebound from the offensive side. Out to Curry. High left to Cruz. Cruz driving the lane. Knocked away and stolen by Thelwell. One-on-one with Williams. Has it knocked away and stolen right back by Williams. Now they're 3-on-3. Baseline left. Curry to the near corner. Williams sets his feet, shoots the 3, and knocks it down.
What a big sequence that was for UT Martin. As they gave it up, but they were able to get it right back, and then a dagger from the corner.
13-7. Morehead down by 6. The Eagles in the offensive end. Thelwell dribbles at the logo with a right hand. Skips it down the right sideline to Thomas. Thomas, one bounce back out. Eiemi up the left arc for it. Thelwell moves free throw line, cut off, 8 to shoot. Morton has it, not to Thelwell. Thelwell on the drive, right angle, dump inside to Eiemi, knocked away a steal for Sears. They're 2-on-2, 3-on-2. Sears left of the lane, puts up the one-hander, knocked down, missed the shot, but drew the foul. He'll get 2 at the line. And that foul is on, I think, Khalil Thomas. And if that is the case, it's number 2.
Yeah, you're right, it is on Thomas. Morehead State can't afford foul trouble.
Yeah.
And that was a good call. You see Khalil just was trying to get in front of him. He was just a half a step short, and Jordan Sears is a pretty heady ball player, and he saw what that was and forced the contact.
Sears' first free throw up and in. He's 82% from the line this year. He now has 6 points.
George Marshall coming into the ballgame as Morton comes out. And who else came in? Eddie Ricks, the third, came back in.
Looks like Thomas has to go out with that second foul. Morehead State has 3 as a team. Next free throw by Sears, also nothing but net. He's got 7, averages 19.5. 15-7, they have the Eagles by 8 right now, and MSU with the basketball. Thelwell out of the backcourt, checked by Sears as he gets to the line. Left hash, he'll leave it there for Ricks. He'll come outside and down the near wing to Thelwell. Free throw line, Eiemi. Zach holds. High right to Marshall and through his hands, and Morehead State turns it over as the ball sails out of bounds. Third Morehead State turnover.
Yeah, and that was just, in tennis they call that an unforced error because George Marshall just didn't look it into his hands.
Yeah. Catch the ball. 15-7 MSU down. Sears high left on Marshall. Working the dribble, driving on George, baseline left, puts up a shot, partially blocked. I think EIM, he got the block and then got the basketball.
I believe you're right. I look like Big Zach got a paw on it.
Thelwell controls toward the right hash offensive end for MSU. Double screen up top. He'll work high left, wide right Minix. He'll fake move in to Thelwell. Left wing for three. Off the rim, no. Offensive rebound, Minix. Put back, no. But EIM, he was knocked down on the play by UT Martin's Christian.
It was Christian Fussell and Zach Iyemi were battling for rebounding position.
Couple of big stags.
And that was a two-point takedown.
Fussell at 6'10", 220 pounds, a junior from Decatur, Georgia. And Morehead State will have a left baseline inbound. Offensive end, Riley Minix to put it in. Minix looks, floats it out to the left sideline. Ricks popping out front. Thelwell high right to Marshall. Skips it back out top. Minix for it straight away. Tries a three. Blocked by Curry. Taken out by Sears. Down the floor. Curry at the far side. Wide left. Sears. The long three. In and out. No. Coming in for the rebound. EIME for MSU.
For most people, you say, you know, I don't know about that shot. But that's right in Ryan Ritter's playbook right there. A trailer coming in, launching a three. Especially if it's Jordan Sears.
Ricks can't get in there. Straight away, Thelwell. Back to Ricks at the right wing and out to Thelwell. 13 to shoot. Thelwell back to Minix. Straight away, wide open from three-point. Landle left it off the front of the rim. No. EIM, the offensive rebound. Back to the trailing Minix. He'll take it to the goal. Reverse the layup with the right hand off the glass and in.
Good job by Riley as he came in. Got that bounce pass right in the middle of the lane. Just a little subtle head and shoulder fake. Got the man up in the air, and he's able to step through.
Big offensive rebound by EIM, too.
Sure was.
15-9. Morehead down by six. And now here's Cruz with a long triple try from outside the top of the arc, and that sails well short, barely grazes the net and goes out of bounds. So Morehead State gets it back. Muhammad has checked back in for Martin. He went out earlier after being poked in the eye.
Good to see him back. I hate to see anybody get hurt.
Yeah. EIME is out. Looks like Miles has returned. Morehead State will face some backcourt pressure. Ricks inbounds to Thelwell, being chased by Kobe Jeffries, a 6'3" redshirt junior from Memphis who's just come in. Morehead down by six. Ricks left hash, back out front to his right. Minix, far hash, Marshall, back to Minix. Moves in, near side, Thelwell. Thelwell off the screen, fires a three, swish!
Drew Thelwell, much needed bucket right there, just not only just for him, but also for Morehead State.
Right now we're having trouble with our feed. And we'll go ahead and step aside. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
UT Martin on the attack. Jeffries with a 19-footer. Nearly straightaway missed it. It curls out of the cylinder to Morehead State's Riley Minix. Brings it up to the half-court line, then drops it back to Drew Thelwell, who comes across. Thelwell straightaway works down the left arc. 18 to shoot. Swings back out front to his right and back to his left. Back to Minix again straightaway. Three ball. It'll rattle and go.
Interesting. Sebastian Mendoza. He's only 6'3". And he's drawn the assignment on Riley Minix, and I'm surprised a little bit that Morehead State's not recognizing and inverting it and trying to post him up.
8 points for Minix. The game is tied at 15. Cruz on the drive into Miles at the left block. Fires, misses. Rebound Minix. MSU with it. A chance to take the lead.
They got numbers.
Right side, open. Marshall for a triple. Bangs it off the rim. No. Right block, rebound, Sears. Good look for George. Just didn't go down. Sears driving the left angle, takes it to the hole, and he was bumped by Marshall, and George Marshall with his first foul, and Morehead State with its fourth.
Yeah, Sears just dribbled right around him, took the baseline, and Preston Spradlin is going to do a little bit of correction, and we go to a media timeout.
10:09 left to play in the first half at UT Martin. Morehead State knotted up with the Skyhawks at 15-all. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
We'd like to invite you to Hinton Mills' 41st Annual Seed Day Sale, February the 19th through the 24th, at all six Hinton Mills locations. It's our biggest sale of the year on hay and pasture seed, fencing, Baylor twine and wrap, high mag products, oil, hydraulic fluid, and more. We'll be having a special lunch event on Monday, February the 19th at our Maeslick Mill location. $5 a plate, and it's a fundraiser for the Mason County FFA. Special guests will include Ag Commissioner Jonathan Schell, Miss Kentucky, and others. We hope to see you at our big sale, Seed Days, starting Monday, February the 19th.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Smart food shoppers know quality, convenience, and value, and that's what you'll always find when shopping at Allen's IGA. Fresh USDA store ground beef from Round is only $4.59 a pound. 2 pounds of fresh strawberries are just $5. And the 14-ounce carton of Häagen-Dazs ice cream is only $4. Don't miss these specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Morehead State tied with UT Martin 15-all with 10:09 to go in the first half in Western Tennessee. Shooting numbers as we go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. MSU 6 of 17 from field, 3 of 11 outside the arc, so just about two-thirds of their shots have come from long range. No free throws for Morehead State. UT Martin 5 of 14 from the floor, 2 of 5 outside the arc, 3 of 4 at the line, rebounding 11-9. UT Martin turnovers 4-3. Skyhawks, who have the ball inside the left hash to inbound offensive end. It's Kobe Jeffries, the UAB transfer.
It's been a bit since UT Martin has scored. They're almost 4.5 minutes now.
Sears drives around Morton, puts up a shot, blocked out of bounds by Eddie Ricks. Very good help side defense there.
Yeah, but they got Eddie Ricks with the foul.
Oh. Ricks with his first, Morehead State's fifth. So Sears will get, boy, that was nearly a clean one. Must have gotten him with the body because that hand was all basketball.
It was awfully clean at top.
Yeah. Sears at the line to the right for two. First one up and in. He's had a good ball game thus far. 8 points. Miles will check out. Yemi back in for MSU to work at the post.
I thought Zach gave Morehead State some pretty decent little minutes in his first appearance here.
Second free throw by Sears. Also nothing but net. 17-15 UT Martin. 10 minutes to go first half. Backcourt, Thelwell. Zigzags across the line, works to the right of the emblem. Right hash back for Thomas. He's out there with two fouls between the circles to his left and Ricks. Ricks looking to the near side. Morton dribbles it back out. Thelwell back up the sideline. Takes it, goes to Morton, back to Thelwell, back to Morton. Now he'll launch a three with the shot clock running out. Ricochets away, no good. Rebound, Kobe Jeffries. He'll go coast to coast of the hole. Missed the layup and a foul on Morehead State. This is going to be Morton.
Yeah. And kind of an empty possession. The last trip down on the offensive end for Morehead State. They really couldn't get anything going on. They just kind of passed it around a perimeter and kind of probed. And next thing you know, Jerome Morton's got to launch a desperation three at the buzzer.
And Jerome has had his problems shooting threes now. 6 of 34 on the year, under 18%. Free throw up and in for Jeffries. Jeffries at the line, 67% on the year. That builds the lead to 3 for UT Martin. As Minix, who'd gotten a brief break and was on the bench, will come into the lineup for the blue and gold.
UT Martin is a team, pretty good free throw shooting team. Shade over 74%.
Jeffries knocks down the second one, so they've taken a 4-point lead thanks to 4 straight free throws. Thelwell backcourt to Thomas up the near sideline. He comes to the front court, back to the logo, to his right, and Thelwell. Right hash up the sideline, Ricks, and out to Thelwell. Back to Ricks. Back to Thelwell as they look for the opening inside. Left hash, Thomas directing traffic off a screen from Minix. And he whips it high right, Thelwell toward the corner, Ricks for three, got it.
I couldn't tell if UT Martin's in a 1-3-1 or
I was looking
matching
at that too. Good point.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if that was just the way that was lined up in a man, but they looked like they might have gone to a 1-3-1.
Seven for Ricks. Moorhead within one. Cruz off a screen, comes around toward the top of the key and knocks down a three. And when he gets a look like that, he's going to nail him. He's 41% from 3-point land on the year.
Wasn't bad defense by Eddie Ricks. He had a hand in the face, but just sometimes you got to tip your cap, and Jacob Cruz just buried it.
22-18, UT Martin. Thelwell, high left.
Yeah,
turns right,
man here.
Back to his left. 11 to shoot. He'll drive the left angle. Got to the block. Kicks it out high right. Ricks open. He'll catch, shoot the three, and get another one.
Good. I like the action. Inside, outside action. Drew Thelwell, you know, penetrate it down to the short corner, then kicks it out on a diagonal pass back out top.
Eddie Ricks now with 10 points. 22-21, Morehead State trailing by one defending. Sears wide right. Defenders back off. He'll fire a three and miss. Left block rebound Minix for Morehead State. Boy, you hate to see Sears that wide open, though.
I was getting ready to say there was a defensive breakdown there in communication because you don't leave Jordan Sears open towing the three-point line.
Thelwell near side. Back up top to Iami. Left to right for the handoff. High left. Thelwell off the screen for a triple. Uh-uh. Floor rebound toward the right sideline. Cruz diving for it. Ricks. He's going to be charged with touching it last, and they'll give that ball to the Skyhawks. I swear that Cruz got a piece of that ball, and that's what Eddie Ricks is complaining about right now as we go to a media timeout. 7:38 to go in the first half. Morehead State trailing at UT Martin, 22-21. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden on the Eagle Sports Network.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
.22-21, Morehead State trailing by one at UT Martin. We were just discussing during the break, Dean, if they would look at the replay on that ball that just went out of bounds in the UT Martin backcourt at the far sideline. The Skyhawks' Jacob Cruz dove for the ball and appeared to redirect it as it was going out of bounds, but they gave the ball initially to Martin.
Yeah, and the consensus is I don't think they can review that until like the last 2 minutes of each half. Or maybe just the last 2 minutes of the game.
But well, Skyhawks,
I know it's the last
2 minutes
of the game, but yeah, that may be something that's not reviewable yet. Now, the women's game, rules are different. They'll look at anything, anytime, anywhere.
Even old reruns of Andy Griffin.
Sometimes I wonder what they're doing over there.
Sears at the left wing, standing dribble, turns right, driving the paint. He'll take it to the hole. Scoop, miss, rebound, tapped by Yemi, and there's a foul, I think, Morehead State.
Goaltending. Sears laid it up, and Big Zach, he got a hand on it, but it was after it had touched the glass, so that's a goaltend.
He's got 11 points, Sears, and it's a three-point Martin lead. Morehead State to inbound against full court pressure. Ricks trying to find Thelwell, goes up the floor to Minix, who smartly comes back. Riley across the timeline at the far sideline.
See, he's working on Mendoza, and he's got 4 or 5 inch height advantage on Mendoza. I'd like to see Morehead State maybe invert the offense and let him go to work one-on-one.
Thelwell down the left wing, dribbles it back out, leaves it for Minix toward the top of the arc. Riley will play it down. Put it to the deck, got to the block. Fades, fires from 7, back of the rim, no. Ricks, rather, Iaimi trying for the offensive rebound, but Cruz slaps it up the right sideline to Jeffries. Driving on Marshall, he got to the hole, scoop, score. That's just like nice that move deleted by, five.
Yeah, it was a pretty nice move by Jeffrey. And referee blew the whistle because Riley Mennix grasped the rim, so his basket interference went in anyway, so 6-1, half dozen of the other.
Curry is back in for UT Martin. Cruz goes out. Morehead stayed down by five with under 7 minutes to go in the half as Marshall inbounds to Thelwell on the bounce.
Jacob Cruz is a matchup nightmare. He's 6'8". He's listed as a guard forward. He's really kind of like a stretch two if in my mind, but he's a matchup nightmare on the defensive end.
Ricks at the near side pitches it back out to the leaping Minix. Right hash, Marshall. George pitches it to his left to Thelwell. Fakes, drives the lane, takes it to the hole with a left-hand scoop and a miss off the glass. Sears the rebound. Martin wants to push down the far side. Mendoza into a three ball, and he hits it.
And that's UT Martin basketball right there. Just getting out on the break. They had numbers, and then they just dump it right to Mendoza, and he drills the three.
29-21, Morehead State will take a timeout, trailing by eight with 6:22 to go in the half. Good timeout taken there by head coach Preston Spradlin. While we have a moment, let's step out for station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
MSU trailing by eight, and that's the biggest lead of the ballgame for UT Martin. They basically led from the very get-go, jumping out to a 4-0 lead. Now it's Martin in front, 29-21, 6:22 again, wants to play in this half. But saw Morehead State come from 14 down to nearly beat Little Rock the other night. So 8 points is not much to them in some sense. But again, the Eagles are playing tired and shorthanded, not making excuses. It is what it is. We have to also point out that Trent Scott went out after playing just 7 games this season. He had a great ball game at Bellarmine.
Yes.
Then in practice the following week, a broken jaw, out for the season. He's redshirting. That shortens up Morehead State's guard rotation because Trent had been the backup point guard.
Yeah, he was the first guard off the bench. And so they've had to get Jerome Morton a lot more minutes than I think probably everybody was expecting to at the beginning of the year. So it's been a cascading effect. Now some trapping going on.
Minix on the drive, right of the key, at the block, fades, fires, back of the rim, no, knockdown, whistle, foul, Riley will get two at the line.
You're going to get Mendoza on the foul, and Sebastian Mendoza, all 6'3" of him, he's been playing Riley Minix very, very physically, and he's got to, because he's giving up about 6 inches to Riley, and that time Riley did a little head and shoulder fake and got him up in the air, and he's going to go to the free throw line.
That's only the second UT Martin foul in the half. Minix the first one up and in.
This game's been physical. A lot of physicalness in this ball game, and Preston Spradlin is wearing out one of the officials. I think he's talking with Joey Richardson over there.
Second one by Minix with the right hand. Got it. Riley Minix now with 10 points in the game. MSU down by six. Minix came in at just about 87% from the line. Sears high right, hesitation move, backs up, fades, fires a two-pointer
pretty
from about 18 out and cans it.
That's a really pretty play, just a little step back from 18 and went right up over Eddie Ricks the third.
31-23, Morehead down. Ricks controls on the bounce. To his right, Dominix on the drive on Mendoza. Wide left, Thomas open for a three, got it! Khalil's first points, and boy, that was needed.
Big, big three right there to get Morehead State right in it and just maintain pace.
31-26, MSU defends down by five. Sears on the drive, got Ricks in the air, goes high right to Curry. He'll launch a line drive three. No, left of the lane, the rebound. Thomas and MSU.
You see, they left Curry wide open out there. Let him go ahead and shoot that one.
Curry only 28% for the year from three-point land, 7 of 25 coming in.
Here's
right
of the
lane, block expended. Minix snakes his way between two defenders, goes up and under on the reverse but missed it. Rebound, UT Martin.
Muhammad came across the double, and Riley almost split it.
And here's Jeffries wide open from the right corner, knocking down a three for the Skyhawks.
Jeffries put up a nice-looking shot right there.
Yeah, he was too wide open, had such a good look. 7 points for him. MSU down by 8 minutes, controls up top on Mendoza. Near side, open Thomas off a screen for a triple. Yes, sir.
Very close to the spot he just drained one the last trip. And if anything, if Khalil Thomas could get hot, that would be a lot of salve for Morehead State.
MSU down 34-29, 4.5 to play, first half. Sears high right on Ricks, turning left off the screen for Mohammed. Looks, goes back out to his right to Jeffries. On Thelwell, spins it back out, high left to Sears. He'll drive the lane, and his shot rejected inside by Miles. Good clean block there.
Good job by Deontay Miles. He came off his man, saw what was going on. Jordan Sears was able to break down the defense and went in and just went down the lane line. And good job of recognizing by Miles what was going on and came off Muhammad and came across the lane.
Muhammad, far side of the lane after the inbound, three to shoot. Sears from the free throw line. Jump, shoots, misses. Rebound, Minix as he took it away from Curry. Eagles with it.
Good box out by Riley Minix. Very fundamentally sound right there.
MSU down by five, out front controlling. Thelwell at the point. Thomas knocked down. Right side it goes to Ricks. Wide left, Minix. He'll play it down. Got outside the block and then kick out to Ricks. Far side, Thelwell. Catch and shoot, three, in and out. No. Minix had the offensive rebound and took a shove, and that's got to be a foul, I think. Oh, are they going to call this on Minix?
They're going to get that on
Minix. Oh, man.
As physical as Sebastian Mendoza has been with Riley Minix, and we got a really good view of it. Yeah, you know what? Okay, I can see that one. He was up over his shoulder, or on his shoulder.
Well, we've got timeout on the floor. Seventh team foul on Morehead State, so Martin in the bonus. 3:44 to go until halftime. Morehead State trailing at UT Martin, 34-29. I'm Chuck Morales with Dean Harden on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now Morehead State down by 5, 3:44 to go until the half. Mendoza will be line right, 1+1 for UT Martin after we return. As Minix picked up his first foul, the seventh on MSU. So for the last 3:44, the Skyhawks will be in the bonus. And if you're wondering about Skyhawk fouls, just two in the first half. And I know that Coach Preston Spradlin not happy with some of the physicality inside by the Skyhawks against the Eagles, Riley Minix, particularly what Mendoza has done to him when he gets inside.
Well, he's campaigning right now. He's got Joey Richardson over there right beside him, and they're having I wouldn't say it's a heated conversation, but it's a pointed conversation, and Preston's letting him know what he's thinking.
Mendoza with a free throw, 6 of 11 from the free throw line coming in now. He's 7 of 12 as he hits the first one. He'll have a second one. Mendoza stands in with his team up by 6, trying to make it 7. Puts it on the way, and he accomplishes his goal. 5 points now for Sebastian Mendoza, the San Bernardino Valley Community College transfer from Riverside, California.
Full court pressure here. Let's see if they try to trap off of it. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Ricks gets it in Thelwell. He's one-on-one with Williams as he comes up the floor. Now Sears coming over. Looks like a trap. Now they back off.
They thought about it.
Yeah, they did. Thelwell, right wing, Ricks. MSU down by 7. 3.5 to play, first half. Iaiemi up top, a bounce to his left, up the sideline, left to right. Thelwell works up top. Thelwell straight away. Coming up to the hash, Thomas works out front, high right, skips it back to Thelwell. 4 to shoot, Drew. Spin move, high right, Ricks. One to shoot, free throw line, jumper! Side of the rim, no. Left block, rebound, Sears and UT Martin. Moritz, they got deep in the shot clock there and had to force up a shot. Curry, left angle, drive on Ricks. Gets into a double team, puts up a shot, blocked, but Muhammad cleans it up and scores off the glass.
Well, Zaki Yemi had to come across the lane to help out on Eddie Ricks III, and that left Muhammad a wide-open path to the basket and get that offensive rebound and put back.
38-29, Morehead State. Trailing in the offensive end. High left, Thelwell on Sears. Down low for the slam dunk on the alley-oop, it's Minix.
And Zaki Yemi moved Issa Muhammad, who was the big man, he was the help there, and he moved, he literally pushed him 10 feet up toward the free throw line. It looked like sumo wrestling between those two.
12 for Riley. Here's Williams off the screen, left side. He'll shoot a three ball, miss it off the iron, tracks down his own rebound, left of the lane on the bounce. Wide left, Sears coming over for a three. He misses. Rebound near the free throw line, Thomas Morehead State. He'll drive it to the offensive end of the left hash and back out to the logo and Thelwell with 2:12 to play in the half. Morehead State down by 7.
Good decision. No numbers, so circle the wagon, set up a pattern.
Thelwell straight away into Miami. Ball tip stolen by Cruz. Down the floor, Sears on Thelwell to the goal. Puts it up.
Nice.
Blocked by Thelwell off the bottom of the iron. Minix the rebound. Down the floor, Thomas. Euro step to the goal with a right-hand layup. Baseline lefty scores it off the glass.
Really good work by Drew Thelwell after really a poor pass trying to get it into Iyemi and didn't really have a chance, but made up for it on the other end with a really nice block on the break, and that sent Morehead going back the other way.
8 for Thomas. Cruz on the move toward the left elbow. Stops, jumps, shoots, hits. And are they going to call a foul on Iyemi,
yes,
too? Yes, they do. That's just his first, but that's going to give Cruz an opportunity for a three-point play. Jacob Cruz now with 8 points in the ballgame. His team by 7, a minute 35 to go until halftime.
Zaki Yemi had to come out and try to close on Cruz as he came around a pick and curled around a pick. And Zach just didn't leave him anywhere to come down.
Cruz at the line, free throw up and in. UT Martin, 10 of 11 from the free throw line.
Yeah, they've lived there, and Big Zach will have to come out as Deontay Miles comes right back into the ballgame. Feels like a big possession for Morehead State. I know it's still only the first half, and now we've got a foul as I believe it was Desmond Williams.
Yep.
He was holding Drew Thelwell trying to get open to get the inbounds pass.
Third foul on Martin, first on Williams. 41-33, Martin, 1:34 to go in the half. Thelwell up the floor, Williams backpedals, and Thelwell comes across the line. Drew drives the left wing at the arc. Circles back to his right toward the free throw line. Near side, Thomas had a screen, steps left. He'll shoot the three. Heel of the iron, no. Minix battling for the rebound, but Cruz took it away for UT Martin. He'll fly down the floor, left of the lane into Thelwell. Look for the shot, knocked away by Minix. Cruz in the corner, takes it, turns, shoots the three, and cans it.
And there's nothing wrong with the defense there. Drew Thelwell had a hand in the face, and just sometimes he just buried it right in his face.
Well, Morehead State down by double digits for the first time today, 44-33 at UT Martin, 106 to play in the half. MSU will take its second timeout.
Martin actually took it.
Oh, Martin took the timeout. Surprising.
It is
to me. Momentum.
Yeah, I don't know what Ryan Ritter was wanting to set up, but he definitely took the timeout. So, Morehead State needs a score. Again, we saw a 7-0 run a little earlier. Now, currently, UT Martin on a 6-0 run. So, Morehead State, I'm not going to say it's danger zone time yet, but it's you'd like to go into the half at least in single digits instead of double-digit lead for UT Martin.
Yeah, absolutely. Earlier today, Morehead State's women fell at UT Martin by a 70-54 count, so the men will try to salvage the second game of this doubleheader today in Western Tennessee. Thomas will inbound for Morehead State. Again, just 1 minute, 6 seconds to go in the half. Morehead down by 11. Thelwell walks it down unopposed to the timeline, and across Sears will track him down the left arc. Standing dribble there. He picks it up. Out he goes to Miles, left to right behind him for the handoff. Drew Thelwell, far side Ricks. Eddie driving the right angle, lost the handle, but a reach-in foul on Cruz. His first, the fourth on Martin.
Actually, they got Jordan Sears. He was coming over.
Oh, really?
He went over. He was on Thelwell, and he went over to help, and he reached in and just got Eddie Ricks right on the forearm.
Yeah, I did with that left arm. You see it on the replay.
Yep.
Cruz thought it was on him.
Yeah, he did. He had that guilty look, didn't he?
51.8 seconds to go, 20 on the shot clock. Morehead. Here's Thomas off the screen, near wing. A three ball. Yes.
Khalil Thomas now 3 of 5 from behind the arc, and that was a big one.
He has 11 points. Morehead State trails 44-36. Sears up top, far side, Curry. He'll walk it up the sideline on the dribble. Wide left, Cruz over for it. He'll drive baseline left. Got to the hole, wraparound layup, try and missed it. Ricks aboard for Morehead State. 36 seconds to go in the half. Boy, they shot too quickly.
That's a terrible shot. You settle for a dipsy-do reverse with, and there was still, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 seconds on the shot clock.
Yeah, but that's their M.O. That's how they play. Thelwell, high left with the dribble. Miles had set a screen, but now Thelwell waves him in. 10 on the shot clock, 16 to go on the game clock. Thelwell out front, near side. Minix driving down the baseline, double team, fakes, looks. Fades and fires from 12, in and out, no. Tapped up and in, though, by Miles, baseline
no,
left.
No, and they gave it. They're going to say Deontay Miles was fouled on the rebound. So we're going to walk to the other end. Looked like it was a pretty good...
I need to see the replay here. Boy, yeah. Oh boy, that's a big call right there.
It's a huge call. And Preston Spradlin is looking at Joey Richardson, who had the whistle on that, and just both hands straight up, palms up, and saying, how in the world do you get that out of that?
Yeah, I didn't see much, but again, I need to see the replay, and perhaps they will take a look at the replay, because quite honestly, it looked like Miles had a clean tap.
I thought so, too. And the only thing I can imagine them looking at is maybe a hook and hold. As we see right here, and Miles gave him a little shove.
There's, a little shove no on Muhammad from behind.
There's no doubt about it. He shoved him in the back. But I don't know what the replay would be unless it's looking at the clock.
For Miles, foul number 2. And for Morehead State, number 9, it should be Muhammad, not Cruz at the line, because he's the one that took the contact, and maybe that's what they're looking
maybe
at.
That's what it is.
Regarding the replay monitor is who should be at the line for UT Martin.
Yeah, either that or the clock. But definitely it was Muhammad that got fouled. So,
and that's a big difference when you talk about Cruz, who's nearly 80% from the line, Muhammad 54%, you'd rather see Muhammad take this 1+1.
Oh, absolutely. And I have a feeling they're looking at clock because what happened was the foul occurred before the ball went in. Of course, in the last 2 minutes of every half, the clock stops at every basket. So Joey Richardson over there looking things up, and you can see him manipulating the equipment and dialing it back and forward.
Morehead State down 44-36 at UT Martin with the half about to end. And this is the most points that the Eagles have allowed in a single half of play in OVC action this season.
Yeah, I mean, I can do this math. Martin's on track to put up an 88. And they're a dynamic offense, and when they get it going, and we talked about it, they like to race it up and down the floor. And when they're hitting, even decently, and they're hitting pretty well tonight, 6 of 13 from behind the arc, 46%, that's excellent.
Yeah. Morehead State obviously will make some adjustments at halftime.
Now, I don't know. Honestly, Andrew Walton and Joey Richardson are the two of the referee crew looking at something, and I don't. And it has to be a timing thing because you can see the operator. He's got his iPhone out. Obviously, there was a stopwatch. So they're trying to figure out the timing. 6.2 showing. I mean, at most, I think they could put up with maybe 7 seconds or 7.1.
Which, if Morehead State gets the ball, that's enough to get down the floor and get a halfway decent shot.
You're right.
As we wait for a final decision to be made regarding all of this. Morehead State up by 2 games in the OVC standings coming into today's play over UT Martin, Western Illinois, and Little Rock, who are all tied for second place. So this is an important game.
Yeah, I'm getting word there was something happening a little earlier around the 51-second mark where I think the clock didn't get started properly. But I don't know how you would take time off the clock at this juncture, because then all of a sudden, Preston Spradlin might blow a gasket if you take the clock off and only give him, 2 seconds to get something down the floor. But there's obviously a timing issue there that they're looking at.
We can go over some of the other scores from around the Ohio Valley Conference. Early in the second half, Little Rock leads at home handily over Southern Indiana, 42-28. At halftime, Western Illinois and Nashville on top of Tennessee State, 34-17.
Wow.
Right at the end of the first half, Southeast Missouri and SIU Edwardsville tied at 39. That game in Edwardsville. And at halftime, Eastern Illinois leads Lindenwood 35-25. The Panthers playing on their home floor.
Interesting. The two scores really surprised me there. Western Illinois and Tennessee State. I thought, not that Western Illinois is leading, but I didn't think it'd be doubled up. But SEMO and SIUE tied is a surprise.
Pretty good rivalry game, those two teams separated by maybe hour and a half, 2 hours.
Something like that, yep.
It's pretty close. Lindenwood, of course, right there in St. Louis, too, as well, just across the river from SIU Edwardsville. And this replay is going a little too long, Dean.
Yeah.
I understand the need to get things right. I understand the need to make sure you look at the replaying. But at the same time, this is way too long.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, at this point, you know, we're going to have a two-minute warm-up period. Rigor mortis is going to set in. This is a bit much, especially if it's just a timing issue. Okay, fine, do your best and give us your best guess.
Yeah, exactly. That's about what I was going to say right there. Florida State's going to have to come from behind, though, in the second half if it wants to win this game.
Yep. I mean, right now they're getting beat on the glass, 23-15. Offensive rebounds for UT Martin, they have a 6-3 edge on the offensive glass, but more second chance points. Morehead State has a 4-3 edge, so that hasn't really killed them much. Morehead State just hasn't shot it very well. 13 of 33, it's less than 40% from the floor.
8 of 20 from three-point land,
which
so
okay.
You know, that's probably what about a little less than two-thirds of their shots have come from behind the arc.
Yeah.
Morehead State usually makes about 9 threes per game, shoots 35.2% from three-point range. As for UT Martin, they're about 35%. Yep. MSU is number one in the conference in three-point shooting. Martin is number two.
Andrew Walton went over and had a discussion with Preston Spradlin. Now Joey Richardson and Walton joins them to talk to Ryan Ritter. And Preston didn't seem to be all upset about whatever they explained to him. And now Ryan Ritter's having a conversation. This has been a break. I mean, we've been 3 or 4 minutes
this
anyway.
This has been like a congressional subcommittee hearing.
Hopefully, probably more productive.
Obviously more productive. They may actually get something done in Martin today. And now they'll take a timeout, and hopefully we'll come back.
Oh, they said at halftime.
They did. They went ahead and said halftime?
Yeah.
No free throws either?
No.
All right. I don't think I've ever seen that before. Okay, we'll go ahead and say end of the first half.
This is really reminiscent of a congressional subcommittee.
Oh, boy, yeah, they didn't get anything done. Your score at the break in Martin, Tennessee at the Elam Center. UT Martin leads Morehead State 44-36. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. At Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Well, after a very confusing end to the first half, Morehead State finds itself behind at UT Martin, 44-36. The clock said 6.2 seconds left to go, and a foul on Deontay Miles, which should have sent Issa Muhammad to the line to the right for a 1-plus-1. They did not give Muhammad the free throw chance, but yet here on the official stats, it has a second foul on Deontay Miles, and they ran the clock out and said the half was over. So there shouldn't be a foul on Miles, because that would have been foul number 9 on MSU.
You're right. I don't know. I've never seen – well, I've just never – you never know, but I've never seen a half end like that with a protracted visit to the monitor and then back and forth, and they go talk to both coaches separately, and then all of a sudden they say, well, okay, let's just take it to the clubhouse.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
I don't get it.
Your quick thoughts about the first half?
Morehead looks tired, which we knew. There are a lot of those 50-50 balls that UT Martin are going and getting. I think the pace probably favors UT Martin a little bit, although I think Morehead State's done a pretty good job on the defensive transition end. They're getting beat on the glass, and that's got to be fixed pretty quick. Morehead State's not shooting it terribly, but not great. UT Martin's shooting it from outside pretty well, 46%, so that's pretty good too. But Morehead State's got to find somebody besides Riley Menix and Khalil Thomas to find some buckets. Eddie Riggs had a good first half, but going to have to find another weapon somewhere.
Let's go ahead and look at the numbers. 44-36, UT Martin leads at the break. First of all, for Martin, they have two players in double figures. Jordan Sears leads the way with 13. That's a game high. Kobe Jeffries, check that, Jacob Cruz with 12. From there, it's Kobe Jeffries with 7, 5 points for Sebastian Mendoza off the bench. 3 points, Desmond Williams, 2 points each, K.K. Curry and Issa Muhammad. UT Martin from the field, 14 of 32, almost 44%, 6 of 13 from three-point land, excellent from the line, 10 of 11. Out-rebounding Morehead State, 23 to 15. The Skyhawks with 6 assists, 4 turnovers, 1 block, 3 steals. Morehead State with 3 players in double figures. Riley Minix leads the way with 12 markers. Khalil Thomas with 11. Eddie Ricks has 10. The only other Morehead player to put points on the board, Drew Thelwell, who hit a triple for his 3 points. Deontay Miles, Jerome Morton, Zach Iaiemi, and George Marshall got on the floor but did not put a point up. Morehead State 13 of 33 from the field, just over 39%, 8 of 20 from three-point land, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. So they're down by 8 at the half and have been outscored at the line by 9. Again, Morehead out-rebounded 23-15. The Eagles with only 3 offensive boards to go along with 9 assists, 4 turnovers, 5 blocks, 3 steals. At the half, Morehead State trails at UT Martin, 44-36. I'm Chuck Morales with Dean Harden. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Broadhead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. I'm joined by Dr. Roma Prendle, founder and director of OperWorks at MSU. Roma, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, OperWorks has been around for 30 years. You are the founder. Can you tell us a little bit first about what the need was that you saw across campus that this fills?
Yeah. When I came here, there was no ensemble or opportunity for voice majors to do stage work like musicals and operas. And so I got right to work and got that going the first year.
This gives students, I'm sure, so many opportunities, cultural experiences. What is the benefit to them?
Well, singing in an opera or even a music theater production requires a lot more from each person than they might normally be responsible for in like a choir or other ensemble like that. It's a lot of it is solo singing. Mm. It's all from memory. And you can't just stand there and sing. You have to bring a character to what you're doing on stage. And so that really stretches a young person to get into that aspect of the music that they might not normally need to do.
Are these fully realized operas with costumes? And like, what's the experience of viewing one?
Yeah, we have a very very small or non-budget. We pretty much furnish our own costumes. We make very tiny sets. We've done many different kinds of productions. Last fall, we sang over in the Space Science Center, and there's no room for anything but just standing and singing there. Mm-hmm. But our scenery was the universe.
So if anybody wants to catch some of these opera performances, do you do end of semester showcases, stuff like that?
Well, this semester we're doing a couple shows. We're doing one in March up at Jesus Our Savior Catholic Church, and it's going to be more of a kind of an elegant evening, and that's in thanks for them giving us a place to perform last year when there was, if you remember, March 3rd, the storm that tore through this part of the country. Mm. We couldn't perform in Baird, so we performed up there, and so we're thanking them again for that venue. Then at the end of this semester, we're going to do an operetta, Trial by Jury, and it will be our first full production since right around COVID time, yeah.
Hmm. And what do the students tell you about performing in this kind of way? I don't think there's many opportunities outside of your program to do that in this region, right?
Not that I know of. There are musicals that they can perform in, but the closest opera I know, it might be in Lexington or maybe over in Huntington. Marshall University, I think, mm-hmm. does some once in a while. But we've done full productions, like we did The Magic Flute.
Yeah.
And in fact, that was double cast. We've done La Boheme. We've done lots of Gilbert and Sullivan, you know, Pirates of Penzance, and HMS Pinafore. And that's really one of my favorites is Gilbert and Sullivan. So, yeah, we've done all kinds of stuff.
And where can people find more information?
Well, they can email me or at, you know, r.prindle@moorheadstate.edu or give me a call or stop by.
All right. Well, Dr. Prindle, thank you so much for being here today.
Happy to be here.
This has been Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Dr. Roma Prindle, founder and director of Opera Works at MSU. Moorhead State Today is a production of Moorhead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Moorhead State Public Radio.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio, TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
State getting set for a second half comeback. We hope. They're trailing at UT Martin 44-36. We were able to sort some things out here during the halftime show that you just heard a moment ago, the Moorhead State Report, Moorhead State Today. And we figured out that they had not started the shot clock, I guess, when Moorhead State had the ball, and then Khalil Thomas hit a three, so they went ahead and just took the time off the end. There was no foul on Deontay Miles. He already had two. So, as we talk about that, Dean, quickly, thoughts about Moorhead State in the second half. What needs to get done to win this game?
You're going to have to make the easy shots. The wide-open shots, you're going to have to make those. And you're going to have to go to war on the glass, I think. Right now they're getting out rebounded 23-15. That's something Moorhead State hangs their hat on, is getting on the glass. They're definitely going to have to get on the glass. What that does is that gives you second chance opportunities when you get on the glass like that. And a lot of times when you're going on the glass like that, that's when you can get, you know, close-in putbacks and what have you. So biggest thing there is get on the glass, make the easy pass, and take the easy play.
Second half coming up, Moorhead State 44-36, trailing at UT Martin. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions in Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians, such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line X and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Morehead State will be on the floor and getting the basketball to start the second half. Ricks will inbound far side midcourt to Thelwell. The Eagles will now work end right. Thelwell head of the key, Miles a bounce left to right behind him at the top of the arc. Ricks for the basketball on Muhammad. He'll dribble there and then angle it to Thomas at the far side to Ricks. He'll back to the near block. Kick it back out to Thelwell, wide left Thomas, far side Minix. He'll drive baseline left into a double team, Muhammad and Curry. Eight to shoot as it goes out to Thomas to the right of the logo and Thelwell. Three to shoot. Thelwell spins right, looks. He'll fade and fire a desperation three. Bottom of the iron, no. Floor rebound, Cruz.
K.K. Curry did a really good job of coming out and hedging on a screen. Made Thelwell go instead of going to the left, made him turn around. And by that time, it was a desperation into the clock.
MSU empty on its first possession of the second half. Sears to the near side and Cruz. He'll shoot over Thomas for three. Off the rim, no. Flying for the rebound, baseline left is Riley Minix for Morehead State. Back to Thelwell. MSU down by eight as we start the second stanza. Minix toward the top of the arc. Bounce left elbow extended to Miles. Right to left for Thomas. Thomas left of the lane, jump feed high right Minix. He'll play it down near side Ricks. Ricks trying to get into the lane, does so, now backs it out high right. Near side of the lane to Minix. Six to shoot. Minix baseline 10-footer. Off the glass, no. Offensive rebound. Miles spins, tries to go up, fouled as he does so. It may have been on the floor. It's Muhammad with his first personal foul. First of the half on either team.
And Muhammad had to come across the lane. He went over to double on Riley Minix, and that left Deontay Miles on the other side of the goal wide open.
Miles line right for two. He's 56% at the stripe for the season. Xavier transfer, the big left-hander, stands in. Looks up, free throw off the iron, off the glass, and good. So he now has his first point.
Those rims must be pretty soft. They look real soft. Miles shoots a kind of a line drive on the free throw line, and that one it hit pretty soft.
Second free throw is perfect, and Deontay has two, and Morehead State's within six. Had his problems for the better part of the season at the line, but he's come along here lately to hit a lot more free throws, shooting much better at the stripe.
You're absolutely right.
To the right hash, back to his left to the top of the key, kick out near side to Curry toward the corner, and Cruz driving the baseline in the Minix, puts up a shot blocked by Miles, tracked down in the corner by Curry, saves it in free throw line. Muhammad baseline left, Curry takes it to the hole, lays it up and in, counted.
No. There was an illegal screen somewhere down there underneath.
So no basket, wipe out the basket.
No. Stepped on the end line.
Yeah. So no foul. 44-38, MSU down by six, plays offense. Thelwell, wide left, Minix. Down the wing a ways and straight away back to Miles to his right. High right, Thelwell pass inside, tip stolen. There's no way that ball is going to get in there.
Yeah, he had Riley Minix wide open, too. If the lob would have been a better option.
Sears at the right sideline. Back to Curry. He'll drive the lane, try to go up and under. Lost the ball, was blocked. Now Muhammad has the ball, but taken right out of his hands by Minix. MSU gets it right back. Minix will penetrate. Got to the lane. Wide left Thomas, far side Thelwell. Left angle drive to the lane. Baseline right. Scoops, misses. Tapped up by Miles. And the rebound this time, Muhammad for UT Martin. Sears coast to coast. He goes for a layup and missed it. And foul on Morehead State.
I believe they're going to get Eddie Ricks the third on the foul. No, they give it to Miles.
And that is number three on Deontay. His backup, of course, Eiemi. He's got one. So line left, Jordan Sears to shoot two. He's 4-4 at the line in this ball game. 14 points. Check that, 13 points. Free throw up, and now he's got 14.
And big Zach Eiemi comes in for Deontay Miles as expected.
Sears with the next free throw, pops it, misses it, rebound Ricks. MSU trailing by seven, heads down the floor, unguarded across the timeline. Thelwell met between the circles by Sears. Bounce right side coming around. Ricks. Ricks, a couple of bounces to his left, whips it out to Thomas. Thomas gets around the screen, driving the lane to the right side of the lane, takes it toward the corner, stands, shoots, blocked by Curry. Cruz has it for UT Martin down the near side. He comes to the forecourt. Wow. Cruz standing, dribbled back out to Williams.
What a block by Curry.
Right hash, Sears. He'll fire a long three from 25 and knock it down.
It's a big sequence for Morehead State. Curry has the big block on the offensive end and then goes down and Sears just with a dagger from, like you said, 25, 26 feet out.
MSU down by 10. Free throw line, Eiemi. Left block, Minix. Minix spins to his right, lost the ball, and out of bounds it goes, untouched by a UT Martin player. So it's just a Morehead State turnover. Number six, we've got a timeout. 16:41 to go in the ball game at UT Martin. Morehead State down by 10, 48-38. I'm Chuck Morales with Dean Harden on the Eagle Sports Network.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
48-38, Morehead State down by 10, but the good news is plenty of time remains. 16:41 left on the clock at the Elam Center. Morehead State lost Thursday night to Little Rock. Two-game lead over Martin and Western Illinois and Little Rock in the OVC standings. And we'll go inside the numbers. Morehead State shooting just 35% from the field to 43% for UT Martin.
Yeah, Morehead State's 0-4 this half from the floor. So just a tough start to the second half, and exactly what the doctor didn't order for Morehead State.
And those numbers courtesy of our friends at Whitaker Bank. The Eagles will defend, trying to get a stop here, down by 10. Sears jogs it down, left-hand dribble, gets him across the timeline. Left to right out front, Williams. Right hash, Curry comes around left, top of the key, back between the circles to Sears. Toward the left elbow, jump, shoot, miss. Free throw line rebound, Eiemi for Morehead State. To Thelwell, the Eagles will slow it down on the offensive end to work the offense. Head of the key, Eiemi, left to right behind him, Thelwell. Thelwell plays it down, has a screen, looking to move in. Taking it to the right elbow and back. Wide right, looking for Minix at the near side. Minix, catch, shoot, three, yes.
Didn't look like Morehead State was doing a whole lot offensively that time. It was one of those deals, hey, let's just get it to Riley and see if he can get us one.
And he did. Morehead State within seven. A couple of more stops would be great.
Uh-huh.
Left to right, Cruz out for the basketball on Ricks, taking it to the wing to the baseline. Spins to his right, one-handed from five, nothing but net.
It's a pretty good move by Jacob Cruz, who has an ancient height on Eddie Ricks the third, and that time he just kind of took him down to the block and just had his way with him.
14 for Cruz. Morehead down by 9. Here's Thelwell, snakes his way to the goal, puts it up on the scoop, it'll rattle and go, count it, and he's fouled.
Did a really good job of just penetrating down the right-hand lane line, and then when you're going up against a taller guy, do exactly what Drew Thelwell did. It just jumped right into his chest, make the official blow the whistle, and now we got a chance at a three-point play.
Second foul on Muhammad. Number two on Martin in the half. Line right for a possible three-point play. MSU's Drew Thelwell, 5 points for the game. He's 70% at the line. First free throw of the day. Got it. He's got six. Morehead State trailing by that number. And Thelwell takes a break as Jerome Morton will now come into the lineup to work the point.
Well, we're going to have an immediate timeout here in just a couple of minutes. So that'll give Drew a chance to get off his feet. Drew's played a lot. He's in the last four ball games, he's averaged almost 38 minutes a game. Riley Minix has averaged 38 and a half. So those two have been the Ironmen for Morehead State with this short rotation.
Well, Iaemi and Miles are both on the bench at this point. So the Morehead State lineup is Thomas, Thelwell, Ricks, Minix, and also Morton. Left wing Sears. Wide left. Off to Cruz for a three and put it on the board.
Just a little pick and pop for Jacob Cruz, and Sears did a really good job distributing.
17 for Cruz. Morehead State trails by nine, heads down the floor. At the left sideline, offensive end, retreating to the hash, Thelwell. Far corner, Thomas. Couple of bounces along the sideline, out to the hash and Thelwell. Cross court, Ricks, and back out to Thelwell, wide left. Left hash, Thomas. Thelwell straight away to Morton at the right side. To Thelwell, left of the lane, Ricks. To the baseline, eight to shoot, get it to the cutting. Drew Thelwell, left-handed scoop, off the glass, off the rim and in. Count it, and another foul against UT Martin.
UT Martin had gone to a little match 2-3, looked like, or maybe a hybrid, but it looked like a match 2-3, and then when Ricks was able to pull it out a little bit, that left a wide-open pathway to the bucket, and Thelwell exploited it pretty nicely.
Second foul on Desmond Williams, number three on the Skyhawks, and another free-throw chance coming for Morehead State through Thelwell, as checking in for UT Martin will be Sebastian Mendoza, who had 5 points in the first half. Thelwell, free throw, up, good. Thelwell with 6 second-half points, 9 for the game. 53-47, Morehead State. Now Iaemi checks in for MSU.
Thelwell went out.
So Morton will work the point.
Yep.
As Sears, right to left, down central, across the timeline on Thomas. Comes high left, gets around Thomas, left of the lane, straight away. Cruz fakes, turns left. Got inside the lane, left of the lane, to the block for the goal. Fires it with one hand off the glass and in.
Khalil Thomas has had the assignment on Cruz on that defensive possession. And he's giving Cruz has got about a 3-4-inch height advantage on there. And that time you saw he didn't settle for the three. He took him to the rack.
55-47, Martin. Minix at the left block. Comes baseline into a double team. Shot rejected, but he's knocked down and fouled. He'll get two free throws.
Mendoza got it.
And that for Mendoza is his first, the fourth on the Skyhawks.
I was really surprised because Jordan Sears was right there beside Riley Minix when he got that entry pass. And instead of going and doubling, he kind of veered back out toward the corner to cover the shooter. I would think with Riley Minix, you want to double that to get the ball out of his hand. I would rather take my chances if I'm a defender on a three-point from the corner than give Riley Minix one-on-one on the block.
Minix with the first free throw off the iron a couple of times and no good. Riley now 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Minix with a second one with his team down by 8. 14-13 to play. This one he gets to go. So Riley Minix in this contest. 16 points. MSU trying to get a stop here, down by 7. Sears off the screen from Muhammad. Runs right into Iaemi. The runner off the angle from 10. Off the iron, off the glass. Minix aboard for Morehead State.
I think Sears was looking for a foul there, but I'm really good with a no whistle on that. I didn't think there was enough for a foul.
Ricks dancing out top. Left sideline coming back to the hash. Thomas for the ball. Left elbow, Iaemi. Left block extended. Minix on Mendoza. Now Muhammad on the double. High right, Ricks. Catch, shoot, three ball. Scoops out, no. Left block rebound, Williams. For UT Martin, he'll fly down the floor to the right hash and slow it down there. Turn left, come between the circles. Now he'll jump into a three.
No.
Nope, it won't count because we had a stoppage in play.
There was an illegal pick.
I was going to say an illegal screen against UT Martin.
He got Muhammad on an illegal screen.
And that's his third foul and the fifth on the Skyhawks in the half. Takes us to a media break with 13:32 left to go at the Elam Center. Host UT Martin leads Morehead State 55-48. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The Hinton Mills team started our annual Seed Days event over 40 years ago to help farmers get ready for spring. It's our biggest sale of the year on hay and pasture seed, fencing, hay wrap, baler twine, net wrap, high mag tubs, block, and mineral, oil and hydraulic fluid, and other farm essentials. Our goal is simple, to get the products our customers need into their hands at the best price available. But Seed Days is also about visiting with others from the farm community to share ideas and stories. Come for the sale, stay for the memories. Hinton Mills Seed Days, going on February the 19th through the 24th.
Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week at Allen's IJ and Morehead include USDA whole bone-in pork butt roast is only $1.99 a pound. The 22-ounce container of Folgers coffee, just $7.99. Fresh, sweet nectarines and peaches, just $1.99 a pound. And our family skillet dinners are three for only $4. Great values while spending less at Allen's IJ. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
Morehead State down by 7 with 13:32 left to play at the Elam Center in Martin, Tennessee. Yasir Muhammad starting to pile up the fouls. He's got three all here in the second half. UT Martin with his team now at 5. Morehead State with just one second half foul. The Eagles trying to take a page out of the Skyhawks' first half playbook, get to the line and get there often.
Well, and they've changed the way they're playing the game. In the first half, Morehead State shot 24 times from behind the arc. They were 9 of 24. So far, they've taken 4. And we talked about it right as soon as we went out to the last break. You know, Morehead State starting to try to maybe pound inside a little bit. And that's how you get to the free throw line. That's what UT Martin does pretty well. They took 13 free throws in the first half. This half, they're 1 of 2. Morehead State, because they're trying to force it inside a little bit and go to the rim a little harder, they're 5 of 6 from the line. And that's a difference right now.
Ricks will inbound far side backcourt near the hash on the hop. To Thelwell through the logo across the timeline. Looks like a man-to-man for UT Martin. Wide left, Thelwell keeps his dribble there, turns right, comes to the right elbow, skips it near sideline, Minix. Minix trying to move in, tries to back on Mendoza to the lane, takes it, turns right, puts up a short shot, bottom of the iron, no floor rebound, Cam Wanga, who's just come in for UT Martin.
Yeah, Mendoza did a pretty good job, too. And Cam Wanga, he took away where Riley Minix wanted to go. Minix wanted to get to the block. Cam Wanga came over across the lane and took that away from him.
Sears straight away, fires a three, missed it. Cam Wanga over the back of Minix, knocks the rebound out of bounds. And they're going to give this ball to UT Martin. Cam Wanga should have gotten a foul.
Yeah, I thought there was enough contact.
There was a lot of contact there, and Morehead State will not get that whistle. So it will be a fresh 20 on the shot clock for UT Martin.
Eddie Ricks tried to save it in, but his foot was on the in line.
Cam Wanga toward the corner, hands it back to Sears. Back to Cam Wanga, give and go for the layup, baseline right, and he scores.
Sip was playing basketball, a little pick and roll, and that time Cam Wanga, when he set the little screen for Jordan Sears, and he just rolls to the basket, and not good communication defensively, and he was wide open.
Martin by 9, 12:36 to go. Riley Minix, right elbow, high left, Thomas far sideline, down to Ricks and back out to Thomas and back to Ricks.
Trying to get Minix posting there on. He's got him against Mendoza.
He's double-teamed at the baseline. He'll kick it out to Thomas straight away. Thelwell, three to shoot. Ricks, one to shoot in the lane. Puts up the short shot off the window and in traffic. Somehow that went down. Also drew a foul with the shot clock expiring.
Really nice work by Eddie Ricks, the third, with the shot clock expiring. Like you said, Morehead State played it way down, and I didn't know if Eddie Ricks knew how much time was on the clock. I wasn't sure if he recognized it, but really nice move, and he's got a chance to get Morehead State right back in it.
12 points for Ricks and a free throw to come. That's foul number 6 on Martin, number 1 on Cam Wanga. Eddie Ricks with his team down by 7, makes it 6 as he bags the free throw.
Eddie Ricks has been fun to watch this year. True freshman. He's really been fun to watch.
And he's only going to get better.
Exactly.
Sears down central across the timeline, met by Thomas. Looking for the screen, turns left, comes left to the lane, beat his defender, takes it to the hole, scoops and scores.
Now, Eddie Ricks did not help Khalil Thomas much. They set two screens up top. Cam Wanga was the first one. There was a little bit of a hedge, but Eddie Ricks has to come out and edge a little harder. And he didn't do it, and that cost Morehead State a bucket.
Thelwell from the block, fires, misses everything but the glass, and the ball ricochets away to Cruz for UT Martin. Here's Sears straight away. Open look three, and he cans it.
Boy, that's big. That's a big five-point swing. Morehead State, Drew Thelwell, he was looking for a foul on the other end, didn't get it, and then Jordan Sears just with a dagger.
And we've got a timeout on the floor with 11:38 to play in the ballgame at UT Martin. Skyhawks lead Morehead State 62-51. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden. Is that a 30? Is that a 30, Dean? We'll keep it here then.
Yeah, Morehead State took a 30-second timeout. So, but it's a big sequence right here. Morehead State was kind of rolling, kind of doing a little bit different thing, and then they get the miss, and Jordan Sears comes down, and he's a player. He's a scorer.
Yeah.
You got 22 already.
Yeah, Sears with 22, averages 19 and a half. Second in scoring behind Riley Minix of Morehead State, who averages 20. But right now, the big scoring to talk about is on the board, where UT Martin has rebuilt its lead to 11 after Morehead State had gotten within 6, a 5-0 Skyhawk run.
Skyhawks have hit their last 3 in a row from the floor, and 6 of their last 8. So they're getting it done on the offensive end.
And they're 9 of 18 from three-point land.
That'll work.
Here comes Morehead State down the floor. Double screen up top, Fellwell high right, straight away, Miles, a bounce left to right behind him, Ricks. Eddie moves in, free throw line, near side, Fellwell. Fellwell backs it up, bounce right of the lane to Minix, and we've got a reach.
Mendoza and Minix, they've been banging. Whenever Mendoza is in there, he has drawn the assignment on Riley Minix, and he's been banging with Riley all afternoon, and he finally gets called for the foul here.
Third foul on Mendoza, and that's big because it's also team 7 on UT Martin. And that means Morehead State with 11:25 to go in the bonus. So Riley Minix stands line right, 1+1. Minix eyes, shoots, in and out, no. Oh, geez. And the rebound to UT Martin, big miss.
Yeah, big miss. Morehead State needs all the points they can get right now.
Sears left angle drive, got to the hole, scoop, scores, whistle, foul, count the basket.
Jordan Sears ran over the camera operator that's underneath the goal standard on that end. Looks like everybody's no worse for the wear.
We got the foul for Morehead State. Looks like Thomas. Is third. And for Morehead State, just number 2.5. And Sears will have a possible three-point play with his team up by 13. Morehead State looking at possible break point if it can't stem the tide pretty soon. Crossover dribble on Ricks, who went one way, and Sears the other.
Yeah, Sears is quick, and he's got a really quick first step, too. And he just did a little crossover. Ricks couldn't do it. Khalil Thomas was about a half a step short getting there on time and got the foul.
Sears line left will shoot a free throw, trying to finish off the old-fashioned three-point play. Stands in, looks, pops it, and misses it. Floor rebound inside the lane, Morton for Morehead State.
Feels like
not the only thing
big
that Sears has missed today.
Hey, really. This feels like a huge possession for Morehead State to get right back in it. Down 13, need some points here.
Thelwell near side controls on Sears. They're man-to-man talking about UT Martin. Out front Thomas, left wing Morton. Back out to Minix straight away. A long three, it'll rattle and go.
Woo. That was a big shot for Riley Minix. They needed that in the worst way. And they had a shot at Riley, and he was going, feed me, let's go.
19 for Minix. MSU down by 10. Sears on the drive. Pass batted back to him now. Tries to save it and throw it right to Minix. Minix the other way.
Minix, good job. Hands on defense. Knocked out it free.
He's double-teamed in the lane. Kick out straight away. Thelwell with the basketball. Thelwell looking to penetrate left of the lane. Turn to his right. Jump stop. Back out to Minix. And he has to save it and couldn't. It's over and back against Morehead State as it went across the timeline. And Morehead State with turnover number 7. And we have a timeout. 10:18 to play. This time we'll step away. 64-54. UT Martin leads Morehead State. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians.
Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whittaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Past the top of the hour, so let's go ahead and step away for 10 seconds and station identification. This is Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Moorhead State trailing by 10 at UT Martin with 10:18 to go at 64-54 Skyhawks. Moorhead State trying to rally back into this game. They had got within six, and then the lead went back to double digits for Martin, and now Moorhead State finds itself challenged to come away with a win here this evening in Martin, Tennessee.
Well, it was a big turnover. You kind of felt like Moorhead State was trying to get a little momentum going, and then you get the turnover like that, and that's just tough. And UT Martin's played pretty well today. They've been playing well. I think you mentioned the Open. They're 1-6 of their last seven since, as a matter of fact, they lost here by 19 in Johnson Arena.
Offensive end Martin with Sears controlling out near the logo on Thomas. He's had a good ball game. Sears with 24. He's up top, rolls right into Morton, straightaway Cruz. Steps left, fires a three, left it short off the rim. Baseline right, rebound pulled down. Moorhead State's Eddie Ricks to Morton to Thelwell.
Pretty good defense that time at Khalil Thomas. He had a hand right in the face of Cruz.
Thelwell down the left arc, angles to the lane. The runner from five, it'll go. Drew Thelwell with 8 second half points, now 11 markers for the game. MSU within eight, needs a kill. That means three straight stops. If they can do that and put some points on the board at the other end, they're in it. Cruz on the move. Spin right, take it to the hole, lays it up and in, count the basket, and he's fouled.
Wow. That was a really quick move that time by Jacob Cruz as he came up on a curl cut and just went around a little bit of a pick. I think they got Khalil Thomas.
Boy, that's a tough foul for Khalil.
Yeah, that's four on him, correct?
Yep, that's it. And Khalil with four, had 10 first half points, hadn't scored in the second half. Free throw by Cruz, you guessed it, it's good.
And that's two fouls of the four that Khalil has, that he was coming from a help position, I think. And just kind of a reach and a swipe, and kind of a cheap fouls.
11-point Martin lead. Cruz with 22 now. Sears leads the Skyhawks with 24. Morton controls out front, high right. Thelwell to Thomas, near corner. Minix for three, yes, sir.
Riley Minix, I don't think he was on the same page as everybody else and what pattern they were trying to run. They looked like they just kind of put a five out and was going to go, and Minix just kind of went to a spot. They gave it to him, and he drilled it.
Sears driving on Morton to the hole, lays it up and in. Well, was he fouled on the floor before Morton?
Yeah.
He got to the goal by Morton.
Morton fouled him at about the elbow.
So that's the second on Jerome. Moorhead State now with four team fouls. Miles in for Thomas. Thomas has to sit with four fouls. Baseline left inbound. Martin with 20 on the shot clock. Riley Minix leads MSU with 22 points. Muhammad has it left wing to Sears, trying to drive on Miles. Got to the goal. Right corner, Mendoza sets his feet. Three ball, no. Floor rebound off the foot of Ricks and out of bounds. And UT Martin will reset. Eddie says he took a shove from behind, but the official says, I didn't see it.
Now, he and Riley Minix are both over there really lobbying John Garrett. And I think they were arguing that it was off of Sears' foot, but I thought it was off Ricks.
Inbounding will be Sears. Baseline left. He got it to Jeffries. Hands it at the left wing, bobbled by Cruz, but he controls on Minix. He'll turn right, try to take it left, drive, got to the goal, puts it up, tries the slam dunk. No, ball ricochets around. Minix somehow comes away with it.
Wow.
That may have been partially blocked by Miles.
I think it may have been, but he really went up. He was going to ram it.
Here's Thelwell on the right side drive, near corner Morton. He'll bounce, shoot the three, bottom of the iron, no. Floor rebound, baseline right. It skips right to Jeffries of UT Martin. Moorhead down, 67-59 with 8:23 to go. Jeffries works off the screen from Muhammad up top. Back to Muhammad, wide left. He's not a three-point shooter. Back to Jeffries, wide right. Cruz comes over for the handoff. He'll drive on Ricks, got to the goal. Bounce baseline, stolen by Morton, though. Took it away from Muhammad.
Good rotation by Morton. Saw what was going on and got in the passing lane.
Ricks on the drive, left angle. In the Mendoza. Turns back to his left. 10-foot fadeaway swish.
I would have rather seen Eddie Ricks as he had a size mismatch as Mendoza picked him up, and he's got about 4 inches on Mendoza, and I would rather seen him go up and go to the rack and maybe try to get the three-point play. But at this point, we'll take points.
Moorhead down by six, left angle drive by Sears to the goal. Threw it to the far side. Ball sails out of bounds. Was it deflected by an MSU player?
Yes.
I think they're saying yes. Moorhead down by six defending, and we have a media timeout. 7:42 remains at UT Martin. Moorhead State trailing 67-61. I'm Chuck Morales with Dean Harden. It's basketball tonight on the Eagle Sports Network.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Moorhead State trailing by 6, 67-61 at UT Martin with 7:36 to play. Inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Moorhead State 43% from the field, 11 of 27 from three-point land. As for Martin, shooting 46%, 9 of 21 from long range. They're 12 of 15 at the line, MSU 8 of 10. 15 to shoot. Martin, right sideline, offensive and inbound. Mendoza into Sears. He'll curl around, leave it out front for Muhammad. Right to left behind him, Cruz. Sets his feet, shoots a three, bangs it off the rim. No. Minnick's high in the air, the rebound, Now what?
They're going to call a foul on Deontay Miles on the rebounding action, saying that he was holding, I guess, on Muhammad.
Oh, boy.
That's a tough call.
And that's the fourth on Miles. And for Moorhead State, team five. Inbound, 20 to shoot. Muhammad to the right corner. Sears up the sideline. Curls around to the lane. Shoots the 12-footer. Off the air, no. Floor rebound. Ricks in the paint. Got it to Thelwell. Here comes MSU. Left to right to the offensive end. Thelwell left hash. Leave it there. Ricks. Ricks to Minix, who pops out top for it. High left, Miles. 18 to shoot. Miles needs help. Far side, Thelwell. He'll circle around, drive the lane, take it to the hole, scoop, miss. Oh, he got there, just didn't finish it. Sears the rebound. Here comes Muhammad the other way. Pass knocked away by Morton.
Beautiful job by
Minix, and now, yeah, and stolen by Thelwell. High right, Ricks. Eddie moves in, wide left, Thelwell. Catch, shoot, three, swish.
That was a deep three, and that was a much-needed bucket for Moorhead State, Drew Thelwell. We talked about him. He being the straw that stirs the Moorhead State drink, and big bucket there for the senior from Orlando.
Thelwell with 14 markers in the ballgame. MSU within three, and Muhammad again having a problem, it looks like, with that right eye, as he may have to come out. He may wear contact lenses, Dean, and that may be the issue there, where he needs to get that thing reset in his eye.
That very well could be.
Kamwanga will come in for UT Martin to replace Isha Muhammad.
He's going to go over the training table. They've got to sit up down in the end zone, and trainer over there going to take a look at him, but he's in obvious discomfort.
Well, he took a shot to the right eye early in the ball game and had to leave for a while, and it looks like he may have been poked again in the very same eye. Well, Moorhead State within three. It's been a long time since we've been able to say that, Dean.
Yes, man. Right now, Moorhead State's on an 8-0 run over the last little over 2.5 minutes, and UT Martin's on a scoring drought of almost 3 minutes. So it's been a nice comeback for Moorhead State, and we talked about it during the last break. Seems like if Moorhead State could just catch up and get even and see what would happen, and we'll see. We've got about a little over 6.5 minutes to go.
MSU plays it, as always, man-to-man, inbound, right hash. 21 to shoot. Sears has it, driving on Morton. A little stop-and-go move by Sears, and he bumps into Morton, who picks up foul number three.
Yeah, Morton, Sears does a really good job, a little hesitation move, and Morton just got two hands on the ball handler, and that's pretty much automatic.
For Morehead State, foul number six, left corner Mendoza after the inbound, high left to Jeffries. Jeffries turns right, top of the key into Ricks. MSU man-to-man. Jeffries on the drive to the hole, puts it up off the window, off the glass, rolls off the rim, no good. Ricks aboard for Morehead State.
Really nice job, Eddie Ricks. He left his man to go to get that board.
Left angle drive, Morton to the hole, scoops it up off the glass, no. Tapped up by Miles, no, but a foul on UT Martin.
Deontay Miles is going to go to the free throw line for a pair as he was fouled in the act.
And that foul goes on Cam Wonga, his second, and the eighth on the Skyhawks. So Morehead down by three. As Deontay Miles at the line. His only 2 points in this ballgame have come at the line. Morton with a pretty good effort to get to the goal. And then Miles with a tap, just didn't get it to fall.
Now, Deontay Miles is over toward the end of the bench, and he's getting some care by the Morehead State training staff.
Jordan Kelly taking a look. That's not Jordan Kelly.
That's not Jordan.
Nope. Somebody else.
Looks like they're looking at his mouth. I don't know if he has a cut on a lip or I'm not real sure what's going on there.
It's Teague Palmateer who's there as the trainer for Morehead State.
This is also the trainer for volleyball team, I believe. And I forget what else she covers normally.
Well, Morehead State within three and two free throw chances coming right here with 6:18 to play. Of course, Deontay Miles has had his issues at the free throw line this season, but is 2 of 2 in this game.
Let's see if they can get Deontay back in, or are we going to have to get a substitute? Looks like he's broken out and he's ready to go.
Big chance here with Morehead down by three.
Yeah, big free throws right here. They're all big right now. Everything's big right now. Every possession seems like, you know, on both ends of the floor. These possessions seem big as we're getting down the stretch. Morehead State basically has trailed from the get-go, and they haven't led at all. And it's only been tied, I think, once or twice. And so a chance for Morehead State to get right back into the ballgame.
The MSU women and men will be back at home for a doubleheader against Southern Indiana Tuesday. Women's game to start at 5 p.m., the men at 7:30. Tom Lewis will open up the doubleheader with his pregame show for the women's contest at 4:45, and I'll be along about 15 minutes before the men's game to get that thing going. And as they continue to wait for Deontay Miles to get squared away down at the end of the bench, as he needed some attention. Morehead State within three, and we're getting toward crunch time.
Yes, sir, we are. A little over 6 minutes to go, and now you start looking at, you know, every possession on either end of the floor, the importance starts to get magnified.
Well, everyone else is out on the floor except the person shooting the free throws, and now they're going to use Khalil Thomas as the free throw shooter with Miles apparently unable to continue.
Well, it's an okay trade for Morehead State, I would think.
Yeah, Thomas 87%. First free throw off the iron, off the glass, and good. First point of the second half for Khalil, who now has 12 markers in the game.
UT Martin has done a good job on Khalil when he's been in there on the offensive end. They've really closed out on him very hard.
He bags the second free throw. Morehead State within one, 67-66.
Now, Khalil will come back out. Remember, he's got four fouls. So I think they got Zach Iaimi in the ballgame.
Correct. And UT Martin with the basketball to go 94 feet right to left as Cruz inbounds to Sears. 1 point ball game, Morehead State trailing. 6:11 to go, Sears out front looking for the opening, dances down the right wing, driving on Iaimi to the hole, puts up the 5-footer, rolls off, no, fight for the rebound off the hardwood, it comes to Thelwell. Minnick's knocked down, and we've got a whistle, I think we've got another foul on UT Martin. Yeah. It's on Cam Wonga. That will be number three on David Cam Wonga. And for UT Martin, that should be foul number nine.
Yep, and David Camwanga was just all over the back of Riley Mennix. Riley did a good job of boxing out, did a very fundamental job, and Camwanga just crashed in.
Yeah, and grabbed his right arm and pulled him to the floor. So Riley Mennix will be lying right. 1+1 for Morehead State. 30-second timeout taken, UT Martin. And Mennix will be at the line with a chance to put his team in front for the first time today.
It's been a long time since UT Martin has scored during a scoring drought. 3 minutes and 34 seconds, and Morehead State in a 10-0 run right now.
UT Martin looking to hang on. As we mentioned, they've had a double-digit lead several times in this game. Mennix, 22 points, 10 rebounds, his 13th double-double of the season, which leads the OVC, the 72nd of his collegiate career.
Mr. Double-double.
Yep. He's been really, really good this season.
Oh, yeah. What a find.
Outstanding young man, outstanding basketball player. Free throw up and in. We're tied. Tell this guy is a winner. Riley Mennix can put Morehead State out in front as Miles returns for MSU. He'll be out there with four fouls. 6:04 to go. Mennix with a free throw. Morehead State leads as he cans it. 68-67, blue and gold with 6 minutes to play. Left hash Sears pulls up the dribble out front. Muhammad driving on Ricks, got to the goal, lays it up and in. And just like that, UT Martin regains the advantage. 4 points for Issa Muhammad in the contest.
Might see this thing seesaw back and forth the rest of the way.
Fell well outside the left hash on Sears, who's hand-checking him there. He'll turn right, bounce out front between the circles. Mennix, high right, Morton. Back to Mennix, ball knocked away, ball loose. Taken away by Mendoza, who gives it to Sears. UT Martin controls. Sears, crossover dribble, thought he might try that shot. Comes toward the top of the key, driving on Ricks, got to the goal. He's knocked down as he tried to drive into Miles, who I do believe just fouled out.
Yes, he did. Justin Miles, he was trying to hedge that, and as Jordan Sears went around the corner, and he's just got a lot more foot speed than Deontay Miles, and Miles just knocked him down.
Miles will leave with 2 points and three rebounds on the day. 69-68, UT Martin. Morehead State had led briefly at 68-67. To me, looking at the replay, Sears just lost his footing.
It looked like he slipped more than he got pushed.
Yeah.
That's a tough break for Deontay Miles. That's tough. There was contact there, but it looked like the sneaker slipping had more to beat to him to fall than any kind of contact.
Sears, the first free throw, up and in. 70-68. Sears with the next one on the way. It's good. 26 points for Jordan Sears. UT Martin by three, 71-68. Thelwell across the line. Takes it down the left arc. Off the Mennix screen, turns right. Dancing, wide left, moves in. Near side, Ricks, catch and shoot, three swish!
The big bucket for Eddie Ricks, the third, against Morehead State, right back in it.
Eddie Ricks, 18 points, 71 all the score, 5 minutes to go. Sears between the circles. Down the left arc to the block to the baseline. Tried to look to the corner to Jeffries, who goes back to the sideline, out to the hash for the catch. Cruz between the circles, driving on Ricks. Got around him, and he'll come in for the stuff.
Eddie Ricks got to do a better job of that.
He just let
Cruz just go right around him on the bounce.
Cruz with 24. 73-71 mark. Thelwell out front. Surveys the defense. Cuts left. Got to the elbow. Backs it up. Top of the arc. Near side, Morton. Back out to Thelwell, 12 to shoot. Drew on the drive, got to the goal. Up and under he goes for the layup, missed it. Ball batted around. Jeffries has it for UT Martin with 4:20 left to go. They lead by two.
Well, that was a tough shot that Thelwell had to go because they were getting down on the shot clock.
Cruz, a catch and shoot three, high left. Air ball sailing out of bounds. Well, he was about 23 feet from the goal, and that thing went about 21 and a half.
Yeah, and he really tried to sell a foul because Jerome Morton, after he came back down, Jerome Morton boxed him out pretty well, and he did an Academy Award-winning flop right there.
I'd give him a yellow card for that. Down the left, Arc Thelwell, turns right, got to the lane, and the goal with a layup and in.
Wow, he went right by Issa Mohammed, who was just standing right there and just kind of overlaid him and let him go all the way to the cup.
And we're tied at 73. Thelwell with 16 points. 3:48 to go. Sears. High left on Ricks, turns right, driving on Eddie. Inside the lane, he comes with a left-hand scoop. Back of the iron and good.
Well, that's tough. He's given up several inches on Eddie Ricks to third, but he just did a nice little up and under and step through.
28 for Sears. Thelwell took a bump from behind. Now he'll try a three from the wing. Off the rim, no. Rebound tapped out from Ricks to Thelwell to the goal with the right hand. It's in from short range.
Thelwell went right up in there into the trees, and he just went up, and he hung just for a second just to get it over the outstretched arms of Muhammad.
Tied again at 75. 18 points for Thelwell. Left arc Sears on Ricks. Now in the Morton, picks up his dribble, near side Cruz. Cruz trying to angle in on Minix. Throws up the one-hander off the glass and through from the angle.
Eddie Ricks had to come over and hedge and help just a little bit, and that gave Jacob Cruz just enough of a crack to where he could get in there and hit that little floater.
Cruz with 26. Martin by two, 2:48 to go. Left hash, Thelwell turns right. East straightaway, now dancing wide left. Left block extended, Minix to the goal with a right-hand scoop and score!
Anisu Muhammad, for some reason, he really came up and got himself up high, and I don't know who he was chasing, but Riley Minix, that left him one-on-one with a much smaller Mendoza, and he just took him right to the cup.
26 for Minix, media timeout. We'll head to the stretch drive, 2:34 to go at the Elam Center. Host UT Martin and Morehead State tied at 77. I'm Chuck Morales with Dean Harden, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Well, Morehead State, I'll tell you what, this team is tired, it's shorthanded, but even running on fumes, this team shows a lot of guts coming back. And it's tied at 77 here at UT Martin with 2:34 left to play. Morehead State with four players in double figures. Minix with 26, Thelwell and Ricks each with 18, Thomas with 13. The other 2 points in the contest for MSU belonging to Deontay Miles. Morehead State shooting 52% in the second half from the field, about 45% for the game now. Rebounding still to UT Martin at 37-29. The Skyhawks for the contest shooting 47.5% from the floor. MSU 13 of 30 from long range. From three-point land, UT Martin very good too, 10 of 23. At the free throw line, Morehead State has closed the gap with Martin. Skyhawks 14 of 17, MSU 12 of 14. Those are numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Sears, high left, controls offensive end. Out front, Muhammad comes forward. Right to left, Cruz. He'll turn into a three ball and bag it. From long range.
And he had Eddie Ricks, was kind of trailing him. He was trying to blow up the handoff, and he was trailing just a little bit. He still had a hand up there, and sometimes you just got to tip your cap. Jacob Cruz had a big day.
Three-point Martin lead. Here's Thelwell on the drive. Kick far side. Wide open Ricks. He'll try the three. Yes, sir. It goes.
That's a career high for Eddie Ricks, 21 points.
And we're tied again at 80. 2 minutes to play. Sears, right to left down central, across the timeline on Jerome Morton. He'll drive on Jerome to the right block to the goal. In the minutes, missed the short shot off the glass, off the rim. Thelwell, the rebound, knocked down by Cruz, and I think we've got a foul on Cruz.
Yeah, Cruz was just nothing dirty. He was just trying to get back to the other end to get on defense, and he just flat ran over Drew Thelwell.
And Morehead State will have a chance to take the lead with 1:50 left to go. Drew Thelwell going line right. The 10th foul on Martin. That means MSU in the double bonus, so Drew will get two chances.
I really want to brag on Riley Minix on the other end, too, because when Jordan Sears went to the rack, he was pretty much had a wide-open lane, and Minix went over. He went up but stayed straight up. There was contact, but it really made that miss.
Thelwell, the first one, off the iron, off the glass, and good. Drew Thelwell has really come alive. 19 points, 16 in the second half. And he's been a difference maker for MSU. 81-80, Morehead. Second free throw, Thelwell, yes, sir. Two-point MSU lead, 1:49 to go. UT Martin with the basketball. Sears will walk it up, 25 to shoot as he crosses the timeline. He'll work it high left off the Muhammad screen. Into the lane on Minix, stop, jump, put up, blocked by Minix, but a foul on Riley.
Yeah, it was just a little horns action that time for UT Martin, and Jordan Sears can go either way. He decided to go left that time, and UT Martin, what they did, they inverted the offense on the horn set, just lifted everybody out past the three-point line and just left the whole interior wide open with Jordan Sears just to go make something happen.
Second foul on Minix, number 8 on MSU. Line left, Jordan Sears, two free throws. First one up, clank, no.
Ooh, that's a big miss.
Yep. Too strong off the heel of the iron. Jordan Sears takes a little walk and shakes his head. He can't believe he missed it either.
He hasn't missed much today.
No, he sure hasn't. Sears with another one. His team down by two, flips it up and through.
And UT Martin's going to get a timeout.
Sears with 29 points. Cruz also with 29 points. There's 58 of their 81 points. Morehead leads by one with 1:38 to go. And we'll have the basketball.
Interesting to see what both these coaches are looking to do. And it gets pretty fundamental right now. You got to get stops and you got to score.
Well, each team now left with one timeout apiece, too. That's critical.
Yep.
When you talk about.
Because we got a ways to go.
Situational basketball. Yeah.
And so, yeah, we still have a ways to go. And I know what Preston Spradlin has had to do. He's had to burn a couple of timeouts to rest some of his players.
Just
to give them a little bit of a blow. I don't think UT Martin's done quite that. It seemed like Ryan Ritter, all of his timeouts have been more strategic like you normally would like to have.
Well, his team a little fresher than Morehead State's. 1:38 to go. MSU up 82-81 at UT Martin. This high-scoring affair at the Elam Center. And Morehead State does have the ball. To go 94 feet left to right, Ricks will inbound. Let's see if UT Martin puts on some backcourt pressure.
Not showing it.
Nope, not at this point.
I'm surprised, honestly.
Ricks tosses it in to Thelwell. Down central across the timeline, met by Sears. He'll angle to the left hash. Left angle drive, got to the goal. Up and under for the layup. Missed it as he's knocked down. No foul. Muhammad took down the air ball, got it to Sears. Morehead by one, 1:23 to go. Out to Muhammad. They don't guard him between the circles. Not a three-point threat, as we talked about. Sears right to left with a handoff on Thomas. Coming left in the Minix. Crossover dribble to the hole. Layup missed. Floor rebound. Ricks and a foul. Oh, boy.
I think they're going to get Riley Minix on the shot. There might have been just a little bit of contact, but
after all the contact at both ends, they're going to call that.
No. They get the rebound. They have the foul on the rebound. They get Khalil Thomas on the rebound action.
So and Khalil, for Khalil just fouled out. Yeah, he and Miles have both fouled out. I'd like to see the replay on that. I didn't see the Thomas foul. It may be a good call. It will be Muhammad that will be at the line for UT Martin, as we talked about. He is a 54% free throw shooter. He'll be line left, and he will have 1+1 because Morehead State, with 9 fouls, has yet to put UT Martin in the double bonus where the Eagles are already.
Well, that puts Zach Iyemi back in the ball game. And Big Zach, he can help you on the rebounding, but that's taking a shooter off of the floor for Morehead State and Khalil Thomas. So Morehead State is sacrificing some offensive talent.
1:12 to go. MSU by one. Muhammad line left. One in the bonus. Muhammad with 4 points on 2 field goals. Free throw up and in. Game tied.
So now Morehead State, you box out. You do not allow an offensive rebound here on the
absolutely
game.
Not. Game tied at 82. Muhammad will try to put Martin in front by one. Native of Atlanta, Georgia. Couple of bounces, right-hand push on the second one, and he gets the job done. 83-82, UT Martin. Morehead State lost a one-point decision at Little Rock, trying to turn things around today at UTM. Fell well across the line, runs the left arc. Takes it to his right, pushes off on Jeffries, left to the lane to Minix. Minix on Mendoza. Spins left into a double team, back to his right, high left. Fell well for three. Lip of the rim, a miss. Baseline left, rebound, Sears. With 50 seconds to go for UT Martin.
Yeah, and that time Issa Muhammad, he jumped on the double for Riley Minix, got it out of his fingers. Pretty good looking shot from Thelwell, just wouldn't go.
Inside the line, Sears on Morton. 15 to shoot, 36 seconds to play. Sears driving, right of the lane, dump left corner. Mendoza open for a triple, hits it.
Inside out action, and that is a huge bucket for Mendoza and UT Martin.
28.1 seconds to go, and Martin up by four. And Morehead State with the ball has to score this possession.
Yeah, and this is desperation time now. You have to get it down. You have no choice. And I think the officials called timeout. I think they want to make sure that he was behind the line, so make sure it was a three.
But it looked like he was.
I thought he was, but it was hard to see.
Yeah, we were blocked off by the UT Martin bench.
But really good job by Jordan Sears. He drew the defense as he went down the right lane line. And obviously he's going to draw a lot of defense. He's got 29 points on the afternoon. But a big shot from Mendoza.
Inbound Ricks to Thelwell. Backpedaling defending out front. Jeffries, Thelwell, right angle drive. Kicks it out to Minix. 20 seconds to go. Minix on the drive. Eurostep lost the ball. Loose on the hardwood. Big pile up left to the lane. And they tie up there. And did they call a foul or not?
I don't think so.
Possession light to UT Martin with 14.5 seconds to go.
UT Martin called a timeout before they got tied up. So they not only retained possession, but they still have the arrow. So tough break for Morehead State. Riley Minix had it in the lane. Was looking to go up, and it looked like he got stripped. Somebody stripped him of the basketball. I couldn't tell who was coming down and on the dig, but another big turnover right there. And
that was Jeffries from behind who reached in and batted the ball as Minix was trying to go up.
Yeah, Kobe Jeffries came down on a dig, and he knocked the ball right out of Riley Minix's hand.
14.5 seconds to go. Martin with a four-point lead, and now the ball, too. And Morehead State is in desperation time.
Yeah, you're going to have help now. There's nothing else you're going to be able to do. You have to have some help now. So you have to go for a steal. If you don't get it, immediate foul. And take your chances at the other free throw line.
MSU in this ball game has trailed by as many as 13. That was in the second half with just over 11 minutes to play. Again, battling back as they did at Little Rock, but right now not looking good, maybe falling short yet again.
Yeah, down 13 with 11-13 to go in the ball game, and they battled back, and they've had a couple different leads, but just not quite able to seal the deal here this afternoon.
Morehead State, again, will be back at home on Tuesday night against Southern Indiana. The men playing at 7:30, the women at 5 p.m. Women lost earlier today to UT Martin, 70-54. UT Martin backcourt, near side at the hash, inbounding. Jeffries, again, 14 and a half seconds to go. Skyhawks by four.
UT Martin just in a little stack to see what they can try to run somebody out and just get the ball inbounds.
Jeffries into Sears. He'll get to the goal, but instead will drive toward the far side, and he's fouled from behind. And he'll be at the line for two because that's the 10th team foul on Morehead State. And that means the Skyhawks are in the double bonus with 12.9 seconds to go. And that foul's on Morton, his fourth.
Yeah, Jerome Morton, he got rubbed on a little screen during that stack on the inbound play and just was falling about. It was trying to play catch up and had nothing else he could do but to commit the foul.
Free throw up and in for Sears, who now has 30 points. Sears with the next one. Squats, shoots, and hits. 31 markers for him. 6-point Martin lead. 12 and a half seconds to go. Thelwell hustles. Offensive end. Straightaway Minix moves in top of the arc. He'll shoot the three, in and out. No, fight for the rebound. Cruz and a foul on Morehead State. No foul. They'll just let the clock run out. Morehead State loses its second straight. Final score from the Elam Center in Martin, Tennessee. UT Martin 88, Morehead State 82. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden coming back with our post-game report in just a couple of minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Well, another road game, another loss for Morehead State. Two straight, the Eagles have dropped. As they fall today at UT Martin by a score of 88-82, Martin ending the ball game on an 8-0 run after Morehead State had taken a late lead. With the defeat, MSU now 20-7, 11-3 in the OVC, still in first place by now only just one game. As for UT Martin, the Skyhawks drawing closer to the Eagles, they're 17-10, and more importantly, 10-4 in conference play. Dean Harden, this was a tough one again to swallow for MSU.
Yeah, I mean, got off to a, not quite as a tough start as we saw Thursday at Little Rock, but not a great start. Got down. Really liked to fight back, but it was almost like the fight just to get back took just enough out of these Eagles' legs that they just didn't have enough to really finish it off.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, the final score, 88-82. Morehead State falls at UT Martin today. We'll come back. We'll look at all the numbers courtesy of our friends at Whitaker Bank. As the post-game report continues here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations.
St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Once again, the final from UT Martin, Moorhead State Falls, 88-82. The Eagles still sit in first place in the OVC, but just by one game. They're now 20-7, 11-3 in conference action. Let's take a look at our stats, and we'll go by the numbers. Sponsored by Whitaker Bank for UT Martin. They got big days from two of their stars, Jordan Sears and Jacob Cruz. Sears chalked up 31 points today. Cruz 29, so 60 of their 88 points coming from those two players. He dropped down to Sebastian Mendoza with 8 points. He hit a late three that was a real dagger. 7 points coming from Kobe Jeffries, 6 points for Issa Muhammad, 3 points for Desmond Williams, two each, K.K. Curry, and David Kamwanga. UT Martin, 29 of 62. From the field for the game, not quite 47%, 11 of 24 from three-point land, 19 of 23 from the free throw line. They were really good there today, nearly 83%. They handily out-rebounded Moorhead State, 41 to 30. The Skyhawks with 11 offensive rebounds. They also had 12 assists, 10 turnovers, 2 blocks, 6 steals. Flipping over to the Moorhead State ledger, Riley Minix led the way with 26 points. Drew Thelwell, 20 points. Also, I forgot about this, Eddie Ricks had 21, so he had three players for Moorhead State with more than 20 points. Minix, 26, Ricks, 21, Thelwell, 20. Khalil Thomas, before he fouled out late in the contest, ended up with 13 points. The only other MSU player to score was Deontay Miles. He had 2 points. Jerome Morton, Zach Iaiemi, and George Marshall played but did not score. Moorhead State, 27 of 62 from the field, 43.5%, 14 of 33 from three-point land, 42.4% at the line, 14 of 16, 87.5%. Again, the Eagles out-rebounded by the Skyhawks, 41 to 30. Riley Minix had 10 boards to lead MSU, and with his 26 points and 10 rebounds, he had his 13th double-double of the season. Thompson, the OVC, the 72nd of his collegiate career. Moorhead State, just 6 offensive rebounds in the game to go along with 16 assists, 8 by Thelwell, 9 turnovers, 5 by Drew, 6 block shots, 3 by Miles, 7 steals in the game, 2 apiece, Minix and Jerome Morton. Those are your numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Again, the final, 88-82. Moorhead State falls at UT Martin today. Back with the final segment of the postgame report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Again, the final, UT Martin, 88, Morehead State, 82. Time to name our MSU star of the game. And again, we'll have to go with Riley Minix, 6'7", 230-pound graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida. As we talked about, his 13th double-double of the season, he led the team with 26 points. He hit five triples in the ball game and nine tries, 5 of 7 at the line. He also had 10 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals in 39 minutes of play. Riley Minix, our MSU star of the game. Also today, at the Elam Center, UT Martin's women beat MSU's women by a score of 70-54. Checking out the rest of the OVC men's scoreboard, Western Illinois won in Nashville over Tennessee State, 68-61. SIU Edwardsville held serve at home, knocking off Southeast Missouri, 80-76. Eastern Illinois at home, topping Lindenwood, 72-57. And Little Rock on its home floor, rolled by Southern Indiana, 80-62. So Morehead State's lead in the OVC, one game over UT Martin, Western Illinois, and Little Rock. And that brings us to our next point, the next broadcast of Morehead State basketball, coming up on Tuesday from LST Johnson Arena as the MSU women and men in action against Southern Indiana. Women's game at 5, men's game at 7:30. Tom Lewis starts the women's broadcast at 4:45. I'll be along about 7:15 to open up the men's game. Thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer back in the studio, Mr. Ian Corbin, and also to my broadcast partner today, Dean Harden. I'm Chuck Mraz. Again, the final score from the Elam Center in Martin, Tennessee, UT Martin, 88, Morehead State, 82. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.